free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Hey, it's have you August ever noticed 7th. That whenever somebody goes up against the mainstream narrative, or God forbid, dares to challenge somebody like Big Pharma, they are immediately, ruthlessly persecuted by the mainstream mockingbird media? Ever notice that? Perfect example is the character assassination that's going on right now with America's frontline doctors, who recently held a press conference to tell us all about their success stories in treating coronavirus patients with hydroxychloroquine.
This is a treatment regimen that's very simple, and it should be in the hands of the American people. The difficult aspect of this is that at the moment, because of politics, it's being blocked from doctors prescribing it, and it's being blocked from pharmacists releasing it. They've been empowered to overrule the doctor's opinion.
The video is astonishing, and it's been completely removed from the internet. I mean, it was seen, 17 million times before Facebook, Twitter, Google, and the rest threw it down the memory hole and completely got rid of it off the internet. President Trump posted this video and Twitter deleted it.
The president retweeted the video, which was eventually taken down by Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube for violating misinformation policies.
And they went even further with Don Jr. He posted it. They deleted his video as well, but they also suspended his account.
Wow. This is a must watch because it seems very contrary to the narrative that they've been force feeding us.
I mean, what the hell are they so afraid of? Why is this video so dangerous? They won't even debate these frontline doctors. Just shut it down. Shut it down. No hydroxychloroquine for you. Think about it. Right now, in the good old U.S. of A., America's frontline doctors are not allowed to participate on the public square. That's what's going on. Under Trump's watch, I might add, and sure, he might act like he's not very happy about it. But when it comes to big tech censorship, Donald Trump is all tweet and no action.
And now they're going in and pulling out peer-reviewed studies going back years ago about hydroxychloroquine. And they are taking it down because they are so upset that this is challenging them because they want you to take a forced inoculation.
There are many thousands of physicians who have been silenced from telling the American people the good news about the situation, that we can manage the virus.
It's not good enough for big tech to simply delete these videos and silence these frontline doctors. No, they've got to go much further than that. These doctors must be punished and ridiculed and made examples of for daring to go up against the mainstream big pharma narrative. Shame, shame. Shame.
Dr. Stella Emanuel was part of a video Monday that featured a group of doctors claiming without evidence that there's a cure for COVID-19.
Dr. Sloan Gold was in that video, the banned one. She was censored, but more than that, she was fired from her job. Dr. Emanuel here has a large number of baseless claims.
Dr. Emanuel has also drawn criticism for pushing unusual conspiracy theories.
First, they delete the videos and throw them down the memory hole. Then comes the smear campaigns and the character assassinations.
Seriously, who on earth could possibly trust a doctor like this?
She believes that demons and witches cause medical problems when they have nighttime dream sex with humans.
But just to be clear, John, we're not supposed to have sex with demons while we're asleep? Look, does she think that's bad? I get lost.
Here's the thing, no one loves a demon sperm joke more than I do.
Demon sperm? I can't believe I never thought I would say that.
Look, I've been fighting this InfoWar.
I have never been so concerned about what's going on. This is all martial law prepping, martial law training, and now they have activated the most criminal elements of the deep state, and Pelosi is bragging they're going to remove the president illegally with COG. You cannot remove the president with COG. You can remove the president, 25th Amendment, or impeachment, but they're saying they're going to do it. Ladies and gentlemen, they are putting this in every newspaper in the country and legitimizing the fact that if he contests the election in any way, when they say by default they are, that they're going to pull this. This is maximum alert. This is emergency alert. Yes, they've censored the Patriots off most of the internet, but Band.video video is still there. The radio show is still there. And yes, we're getting about five times the traffic we were getting before the ban to the actual sites. But we need to get this message to other people outside of our audience. So tell everyone now about the martial law plan and the plan to get rid of Trump. It's all posted at Band.video. Please, we can defeat these people if you take action. You are the answer. Please, please, please.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
It's Friday, August 7th, year of our Lord, 2020. America held hostage, day 144 of the greatest psychological operation in the history of mankind, the controlled demolition of our society, of our economy, our way of life, and we're going to continue to shine a light on that. This is the David Knight Show. I'm Tony Arterburn, filling in for David. We've got a lot of news to get to today. In the second hour, I will be talking to Richard Mack, a sheriff of the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Organization. And we'll be talking about some common sense solutions to the overreach of our overlords in Washington, D.C., in the federal government. And, of course, this is very critical in these times, so we'll be talking about that in the second hour. I've got some headlines up from Infowars.com, just kind of keeping you updated as to the news and the headlines. And I wanted to start out today. Of course, we're going to keep the phone lines open pretty much all throughout the show. The second hour will be with Sheriff Mack, but I'm going to keep the phone lines open, 888-201-2244. Let's start out with this story that is, well, we covered it yesterday, and it reminded me of the arrogant statement by the professor Francis Fukuyama in the 1990s about the end of history. And they believed that liberal democracy had triumphed worldwide. There was no more nationalism. Everything would be absorbed into a worldwide economy. And that globalism was the future and there was no more political upheaval. Well, their global gods that they worshiped were gods that failed. And our entire system is collapsing because of that arrogance and because of the ideological prison that they locked us into with bad ideas. So those bad ideas, the fallout from that, of course, Marxism and the infiltration of the Frankfurt School of Thought into our universities. This brings about the story of the lefty politician that wants to get rid of history class. Now, there's a couple of different views here. I talked with Harrison Smith on the show yesterday, and we broke down this story. And, of course, my first reaction was they want to erase the past. This is just easier for them. They can destroy the books, throw them away. And I'm going to have to revise that a bit because there's a great article up on LouRockwell.com by Ryan McMakin from the Mises Institute, Mises.org. And he really points out that the teaching of history itself has created this debacle. And it's kind of a counterintuitive thought process, but I really liked it. So I was going to go over this article a little bit, and we'll talk about this even in the next segment, because Tucker Carlson also had a professor on that was countering this narrative of erasing history. This article goes on, and you know, it says that an Illinois politician wants the State Board of Education to get rid of history classes until the curriculum can be made less racist, the local NBC affiliate reports. It says, first of all, it's unclear in what way exactly history is taught in Illinois, as critics put it. It overlooks the contribution of women and minorities. It says, the usual history curriculum focuses overwhelmingly on politicians, military personnel, and other government employees who are supposedly the people who make the most important contributions and allegedly make life livable for the rest of us. The private sector is generally ignored, which is true, isn't it? Including all the entrepreneurs, workers, business owners, and managers who actually did the work, improving the lives and standards of living and countless human beings. Whenever business owners are mentioned, it's usually as some sort of evil robber baron, right? Of course, the robber baron's funding education, or similar caricature. If workers are mentioned, it is only non-specific workers in a Marxian context. So this is interesting. I didn't think of it in this way, because I'm always looking at the left and the Marxist and the globalist to erase history, change history, distort history. But the way that it's taught now creates the reality that we're in today, which is something that's a deep dive. You have to think more than 2 or 3 minutes. And he says, but if the answer is to abolish history class, then I'm all for it. So says Ryan McMakin, because of the way that it's taught, because of the context. It says, ever since its conception, history class in public school has never been anything other than lessons in government, approved historical narratives designed to push a certain ideology. So, of course, you want to teach history, but the history that we're teaching is, this is from the opposite side of the spectrum. Of course, these people think that it's all racist and misogynist and everything else under the sun, all of their ists. But I believe that we need a homeschool revolution in this country. Just sending your children to be indoctrinated by the state creates the situations to where they want to get rid of the books in the first place. We don't teach the good side of our history. We don't teach about the real leaders. We teach about the approved leaders. We teach about whoever the state worships. So this is interesting. I highly recommend this article up on lewrockwell.com. So by mid-century, helped along by outright government rituals like the socialist-authored Pledge of Allegiance, history class became a hotbed of center-left ideological studies designed to inculcate American children the idea that men like Theodore Roosevelt and Franklin Roosevelt were saintly harbingers of the American progress made possible by a strong U.S. state. Also central to the curriculum was the idea that all wars waged by the American state were virtuous crusades that made the world a better place. Things have only gotten worse since then. So this is the counter argument to the politician in Illinois, Rep. Ford, that wants to get rid of the history classes altogether. And when we returned from the break, there was a professor that showed up on Tucker Carlson's show, and I'll go over a little bit of that interaction, which was also something that we touched on this program this week, about the left being not just an operating system carrying out, and not just a vessel for Marxism, but for a vessel of nihilism, for nothingness, to destroy. They are simply a death's hand. And we'll talk about that. And this is part of that narrative. But, you know, you go back and you think about what we teach our children about history. It's no wonder we've arrived at this place where they want to get rid of books and statues and everything else that relates to our history and our heroes and our founding and what makes us strong, connecting us to our past. I believe it was the historian Will Durant, I quote this often, that insanity is the loss of memory. When you forget who you were, all of the connecting thoughts and events, you become insane. And that's, in a historical sense, that's what we're doing. And we're watching this unfold, pulling all of this history down, burning the books, removing the books, censoring the books. Of course, the greatest book burning of all time is not a burning at all. It's happening right now on our technocratic platforms as people are being unpersoned. Books are being deleted. Matter of fact, I learned on this show from David that the first book that was deleted from Kindle devices by Amazon, ironically, was George Orwell's 1984. This is the David Knight Show. I'm Tony Arterburn filling in for David. Stick around. We'll be right back after the break.
A lot of you are probably already very familiar with these terms I'm about to introduce, but some folks aren't. So for those that aren't, here they are. Activated charcoal. And then another term, enamel safe. Activated charcoal is the fastest growing type of toothpaste for a good reason. It really, really works. Well, we've come up with the best activated charcoal toothpaste with no fillers, the cleanest type, the highest quality, with a bunch of high-quality essential oils and other ingredients known and documented to do amazing things for your oral hygiene and your overall health in your mouth. It's so critical, and it makes your teeth look really white and really, really clean, and it's good for your gums. But on top of that, it doesn't have any ingredients that are known to hurt enamel. I've gone out before and gotten toothpaste that really made my teeth clean, but eroded enamel up the top. So I got into really safe, healthy types of toothpaste, and that's what this is. It's available at InfoWarsStore.com. Human freedom. The Wild Wild West. The Renaissance. America. Human liberty. The West built all the freedom, all the choices, all the empowerment we see. The general population has been programmed that submission to tyranny brings them prosperity. Because in the last 50 years, under psychotic globalist control, they have taught us by successive approximation to bow down and each time be given a reward, a treat. But that's like training wild pigs to come eat out of your hand, and finally, one day you lead them into the barn and close the door and butcher them. We're now reaching that point in societal development where submission is death, where submission is the human species being destroyed forever on the altar of Satan. Americans have had freedom for so long, and most Americans were born into such docile times compared to the rest of history that we really have a blind spot for tyranny. We don't appreciate the American way, truth, justice, due process, the right to self-defense, private property, because we've had it so long, and we just think that's how the rest of the world is. Ladies and gentlemen, the Renaissance, the social contract that's 500 years old to try to build up humanity and try to believe in humanity and to try to empower the weak as well as the strong is something the West invented, and that's what made our modern world. That's now been hijacked by the technocrats, by the globalists, who say humans are ugly and bad for the earth, and we need to be culled and dumbed down and put into subgroups that the elites dominate, manipulate, and command if we're even lucky enough to stay alive. And that's what COVID-19 is, a global UN revolution against free humanity, against your family, against prosperity, and against your future. If you don't stand up and fight, you deserve what you get.
I've talked to the EMS and I've talked to medical doctors, and what makes you nauseated, it's not just the smell of piss. What we call the smell of bum piss, it has this sweet, nauseating smell.
Yeah. Some say sweet.
Well, it does. It's a sweet stench. Makes you want to throw up like rotten meat. It is the crap of dust mites.
Have you noticed the stench of bum piss in your leftist-run neighborhoods? The crap of dust mites in bum piss is a real thing, and InfoWars Store has the solution. InfoWars has created the most powerful herbal lung cleanse and respiratory support product on the market, with over 1,000 types of mold and mildew, toxic chemicals, and yes, dust mites. Our Lung Cleanse Plus, made with organic and wild cultivated herbs, is just what you need to survive the unprecedented surge of bum piss and other toxic substances in liberal leftist cities everywhere. Order the InfoWars Lifelong Cleanse Plus supplement today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Transmitting worldwide from deep in the heart of Texas, this is the David Knight Show. I'm Tony Arterburn, filling in for David. Last day of me subbing here, and I'm going to miss the crew. I'm going to miss your calls and this wonderful audience, but I'm going to proudly give the show back to David. This is a wonderful opportunity, but it is a lot of work, and I'm looking forward to going back to my one-hour show. The Arterburn radio transmission every day. And whenever David needs me, I'm here, and I'll be back anytime you guys want me as well. But this is the last day that I will be subbing, and you will have the great David Knight back in studio on Monday. We were talking about this rep in Illinois, Rep Ford, who wants to abolish history. And of course, the viewpoint from LouRockwell.com was that the history that we teach is statist and makes you want to abolish it, which is the goal, and kind of counterintuitive, I believe. But then Tucker Carlson had a professor on yesterday talking about systematic nihilism. DePaul University professor Jason Hill said Thursday that it is systematic nihilism to want to abolish the teaching of American history. I happen to totally agree with that. And while I find the curriculum that we have in our public schools just detestable, and it's designed to create servants and to create left of center, obedient taxpayers, I do think that we have a tendency to ignore the nihilism, because we think of Marxism as a political ideology. We think of the left as a political ideology. It's really not. And I say on my show all the time that Marxism and communism are literally just the material world's version of Satanism. They're just destructive. They can only destroy. They can never create. They enslave. They stifle. They stop life. They end your horizons. And so this professor is absolutely 100% correct, because nihilism is just a void of nothing. So what we are seeing in the educational system is systematic nihilism. On Tucker Carlson tonight, he was responding to a report that Democratic Illinois State Rep. LaShawn Ford wants to abolish the teaching of American history in Illinois schools because he says it's racist. Says you take away human history, you take away our constitutional rights, our Bill of Rights, our Second Amendment, First Amendment, our time-worn principles that we use to defend our way of life, our Judeo-Christianity, Hill said. The professor said left-wing activists and politicians are not just going after history and statues, but language itself. Language, very important, the power of words. And I've said many times, where they remove statues, they will soon remove people. Where they burn books, they will soon burn people. This is the demonic spirit that is in this. This is the dark energy that is infiltrating our culture right now. And of course, nothing is really in its way. Have you noticed that? Virtually no pushback. Yes, says you are looking at systematic nihilism. You are looking at the Antichrist, as far as I'm concerned. This is a great professor. See, we need more like this professor teaching, because the world that the Marxists, the Leninists, the Satanists want to create, because that's what they are, I'm repeating myself over and over again, but you have to, there's so many labels. I'm triangulating, ladies and gentlemen. But this world that they're creating, where it's just toppled statues and graffiti and garbage and crime and just the most depraved, portions of humanity roaming the streets. Does that look like something that you want to be a part of? Does that look like something that's sustainable? Does that look like a civilization that would create a space travel or build great, bridges or buildings or be able to mount a defense and fight a war if we had to for our survival? Does that look like something, akin to the country that brought us and civilization that brought us electricity and the modern age? The professor argued that the trend to disavow American history and values did not begin with the riots that have plagued U.S. cities over the summer months. As I've been warning that these postmodern nihilists have started from back in the 60s. And these they had the big disciplines attacking reason, the disciples attacking reason, dispensing with reason, objective reality and logic as they construct the imperialist racist narrative about white men in the country. No, it starts in the 60s, but you have to go back further than that, ladies and gentlemen. You have to go back to the Frankfurt School. You have to go back to the intellectuals that were fleeing Hitler's Germany, set up shop here in the United States. It's where you get the term cultural Marxism. It sprang out of their system of education. They were communist, ardent communists and intellectuals that had witnessed the rise of the Soviet Union and saw that you couldn't really bring communism to a country and implement it top down. It had to be from the bottom up. It had to start with the young, because the Russians, while they obeyed because they were in a tyrannical state, their hearts weren't in it. They still held on to some of their Christian identity and their Russian identity. No, it had to be completely bottom up. And so that's what the cultural Marxists, the Frankfurt School, that 30 years of them being inside our academic apparatus brought us the 1960s, and the professors that now took over from there have brought us this dystopia. It's all part of the plan of the cultural Marxists to completely destroy society from within at the bottom. And that's what the design was for, as you can see it unfolding now. So now the embrace of Marxism can be total, because there is no connection to the past, the American tradition, Christianity, all of the things that the cultural Marxists sought to destroy, their goals being reached. So excellent interview. We might play a clip on that on the other side of the break. InfoWarsStore.com, ladies and gentlemen, there are some fantastic deals up on the site, 50 to 60% off. Great products like Bodies, like Ultra 12, Brain Force Plus, which I am using right now, along with the fantastic organic Chiapas Blend, Patriot Blend Coffee. InfoWarsStore.com. I'll talk more about some of the specials that we have there throughout the show. The number is 888-201-2244. I'll get to some of your calls as well after we return. Stick around. This is the David Knight Show.
The BBC is state-run media in the UK, and they've come out with a detailed article. It's linked on InfoWars.com, saying you will have to have forced inoculations multiple times a year to be able to travel. Robots will scan you when you land. You will have a digital tattoo under your skin to be able to enter the country, but it's going to be so easy and so cool and so fun. The Microsoft website now officially has announced the digital tattoo. We exposed this 6 months ago, how Bill Gates was funding it, and they had hundreds of news articles attacking and saying it wasn't true. This is a tactic they use. First they announce it, we say it's a bad idea, they say that's crazy, we didn't do it. They introduce the idea to you, then they come back and announce it again, thinking you have no memory. This is a criminal takeover. This is the line in the sand. We must say no. We must expose the fraud of COVID-19 that this entire house of evil is built on. I'm Alex Jones. Never surrender to tyranny. Infowars.com. Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to introduce to you a new line of high-quality products developed by my father, a retired dentist, Dr. David R. Jones. Dr. Jones Naturals, naturally fluoride-free activated charcoal toothpaste, which cleans your teeth, freshens your breath, and is enamel safe. This is a concentrated toothpaste. It doesn't have all the fillers. It is amazing. Folks have loved the other toothpaste that he's developed. If you like those, you're really going to love this. And there's also the high-quality activated charcoal mouthwash. And then on top of that, 8 other new products available at InfoWarsStore.com with this new line, Dr. Jones Naturals. Again, InfoWarsStore.com with a new line of Dr. Jones Naturals, or visit DrJonesNaturals.com and find the entire line on his new shopping cart. Again, my dad, who helped launch the InfoWar, is now a major sponsor of the operation. Thanks, Dad, for all your support. Introducing InfoWars Life Pure Turmeric Extract. This is taken under the tongue. It is pure turmeric. It goes together very well with our body's ultimate turmeric formula that is taken as a powdered capsule and absorbed in the stomach and intestines. This is absorbed under the tongue into the bloodstream, and then the remaining also is then absorbed by the stomach. So it's more of an intense delivery system. The two formulas are different, but both are concentrates, and our first product got rave reviews. We've now been testing this out for several months. Some of our staff like it more than Bodies. Some like Bodies better. For me, they're both amazing for their anti-inflammatory action and so much more, and they fund the InfoWar. So get our new liquid turmeric extract exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com today. Get an additional 25% off. This is a 360 win. Turmeric is renowned for what it does for all of our bodies, for inflammation and so much more. Get yours today at InfoWarsLife.com.
The reasons that the globalists launch this planetary lockdown. The number one reason is it serves every one of their purposes. We've gone over those purposes many times here on air. The cashless society, the surveillance system, global government, medical tyranny, forced inoculation. But the most important facet is it teaches us that we are obsolete, that we are non-essential as we begin to witness automation, computers, and robots take over the jobs that people once had by design. This isn't like it's some advancement that we just fell into. It's been pre-planned, organized globally, and it's extremely predatory. And through governmental actuaries and tax programs and regulations, the central banks that control it all are able to pick the winners and the losers and consolidate power. This is the truest form of technocracy, fascism.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. The power of the First Amendment, liberty. Whoa, it's your money. You're listening to the David Knight Show.
Joy, so true. They told me don't go walking slow. The devil's on the loose. Better run through the jungle. Better run through the jungle.
Welcome back to the David Knight Show. I'm Tony Arterburn. I had the phone lines open. Let's go to some calls. I know some of you have been holding. Let's go to Jay. Jay, welcome to the David Knight Show.
Hello.
Hello.
Tony.
Welcome.
I'm a truck driver, and I have a muscular dystrophy, and I've struggled my whole life. And I believe when I was a little kid, I was told I was healthy. And I got that polio vaccine there, and I heard something on one of these programs. I don't know if it was David or Alex or Owen, but or even Reese. Yeah. But one of you guys were talking about another individual got a vaccine, but muscular sclerosis or MS, multiple sclerosis, I guess it is, which is very similar to what I have. And there's no way I'm going to take a vaccine. That's just not going to happen. And I'm a little petrified because I don't want to have to be inoculated in order to keep my job. And I really don't have to work. I work because I love to work. I'm grateful, and I don't feel like I'm an essential worker, but I'm grateful to have a job. And when it comes to history, kids aren't learning history. I'm 56 years old, and when I was in high school, I had a civics teacher that I couldn't understand because we were always watching when they were making votes in the House, and he's laughing and all excited, and I couldn't understand what was going on back then. And today, when I watch the House and the Senate making law, now I understand it. It took a little while to get it.
It takes a little while to get it sometimes. I know the feeling. But no, your call is excellent, and I appreciate you reaching out. There's been so many people affected by vaccines. It's something that needs to be studied more and more, and there needs to be choice. Of course, the article I read yesterday that Yale University is working on this psychological programming, the new marketing to get you to accept it, to embrace it, to look forward to it, to shame others if they don't, to be angry about it, to look at the economic opportunities for you on an individual level, receiving your Bill Gates, coronavirus, COVID-19 vaccine. But, God bless you, my friend, and, keep driving those trucks. We appreciate you out there on the front lines, getting those supplies to people and keeping this economy open. You're a hero. Appreciate you, Jay. Thanks for calling.
And I appreciate all of his products. I buy a bunch of them, and I buy a bunch of his shirts.
Well, you're the what keeps us going. You, the folks out there going to InfoWarsStore.com, and we surely appreciate that, Jay. Thank you so much.
You have a great day, Tony.
Thanks. You too, sir. Let's go to Jefferson in Virginia. Jefferson, welcome to the David Knight Show.
Good morning, Mr. Artaburn.
Good morning.
Look at the difficulty the president is having in getting Joe Biden to commit to a debate. That's the world we live in, where we have false narratives bouncing around on big tech and mass media, and no one can be summoned to appear before some sort of cross-examining board or something, or a debate, where their mass media propagation can be canceled by proving that they know what they're saying is wrong. We live in a world where amplified speech is ruining free speech. The ability to say something that's false and have it echo around the world forever, and you can never make the person retract it, is killing us. We're mixing up free speech with amplified speech, and it's destroying our republic.
I couldn't agree more. I mean, we are living in this Hobbesian war of all against all, and it seems that there are a lot of chiefs, right? No Indians, a lot of chiefs. And we're having a really hard time getting the rule of law to snap back. It seems like those of us who want a country and support the Constitution, we're being targeted. And you see that on the online censorship. You see that in the justice system. You see that with cases like what happened to Roger Stone. And the equilibrium is completely off. And so, no, you're right. I mean, look, they're running a crash test dummy for president, and they are succeeding because we live in a clown world run by multinational conglomerates and a deep state with ties to international banking and wealth, the likes of which the world has never seen. So, no, we are in a real fix, and I think that it's just more important than ever to keep alternative media on there, because I think there's a great portion of Americans, if you look at the polls, Jefferson, of people that don't want to receive the coronavirus vaccine or COVID-19 vaccine, and those numbers are looking abysmal. They have to turn to new tactics for marketing. And we might have some hope and a glimmer of hope there, that people are looking through and seeing this narrative collapse and looking at mainstream media. Their numbers are way down. But we still have huge challenges because there's armies of zombies out there that believe their TV box and are very angry at all of us who aren't complying. But, No, I really appreciate your interjection on that. I think that you're right, and we have a real problem with information, and we have a real problem with the rule of law. And as far as somebody sticking up for us and an organization inside the continuity of government that's correcting this, I don't see it yet. Very, very sobering, right?
It certainly is. I would hope that one day alternative media has some right to get on the same platform with mainstream media, even though mainstream media is diminishing in its range and ratings. It still gets cited all around the internet as the authoritative source on something, even though they're telling us a false narrative all the time. And there's no way to knock it down. And it just keeps echoing forever.
No, it does. But I think, you know, in all things in history, all of my reading and all of my studies show me that there's always a correction. The pendulum always swings. And I think we're at the height of the pendulum swinging all the way to the establishment and the multinational corporations and the deep state and the like. So hopefully with God's help, we'll get to the other side and alternative media will have its day. And these technocratic platforms will diminish in power. Well, that's really in God's hands. But I appreciate your call very much, Jefferson. Thanks for calling this week.
Thank you for your work.
Thank you, sir. Well, folks, we've got about a minute or so before the break. And I want to talk about going to InfoWarsStore.com. We're going to continue with your calls when we come back. And then at 9 o'clock, I've got Sheriff Mack on. I'm going to continue with the headlines. We've got a lot more news to get to, but I really love the callers. I wanted to talk to some of you before I checked out and left the InfoWars Command Center today. I don't know when I'll be back, so I wanted to talk to some of the InfoWars callers. The number is 888-201-2244, and you can support this magnificent organization by going to InfoWarsStore.com. I want to plug as much as I can for them today. I'm also going to plug my show, and I'm going to let you know how you can find me. I had lots of emails from people wanting to know about my show and about Wise Wolf, Gold and Silver, and how they can get in touch with me. And I'll make sure I drop all those links, and we talk about that before I end the transmission today. But InfoWarsStore.com, folks, that's how you keep this show and this magnificent organization afloat and bringing you information that the mainstream mockingbird teleprompter reading press will not. This is the epicenter of truth. This is the command center for the resistance to the New World Order. And it's so important, vitally important, that you go to InfoWarsStore.com and do what you can. Get some magnificent products, especially, and I'll keep harping on this for the rest of the transmission today, storable food, folks. Iodine, water filtration. We'll be right back.
America and the world should have never been closed. It was all based on WHO, Bill and Melinda Gates, Fauci, NIH lies. But now here we are already into August, and they're trying to keep our stores, our factories, our schools, our parks closed. It is outrageous. Well, we have launched a new big sale titled Reopen America Back to School Special, 50 to 60% off all of our top sellers and double Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com. And despite the fact that our ultimate turmeric formula bodies is selling out, we still have it at 50% off, but for a limited time. Living Defense, which is beyond probiotics, 50% off. Vaso Beats, amazing concentrated beet extract with all of its benefits, selling out, so 50% off. And so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. And your purchase funds the InfoWar, a true 360 win.
You can't make this stuff up. A consortium of the UN, WHO, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, the National Institutes of Health, and of course the Clinton Global Initiative, headed up by Chelsea Clinton on the board, are in control with Apple and Google with a hidden app on all phones that you cannot turn off to track and trace everywhere you go, they claim, for COVID, but of course it's really the Chinese Communist Social Score rollout. These people are sick, filthy criminals, and they want total control over society with the official global ID system. That's why it's called the Clinton Global Initiative. But you can fight back with the privacy pockets at InfoWarsStore.com. Little Faraday cages, little envelopes, put your phone in it, and these dirty, scumbag, fascist pieces of garbage can't get all that data and rape you with that data. Rape your privacy. Tell the rapist Clintons go to hell and get your privacy pockets at InfoWarsStore. Whether you believe in evolution in the modern theory or not, the globalist controllers do, and they constantly write about and talk about how they want to create a global crisis or a group of crises that force humans to, quote, evolve in a new, better way. Now, when you study how they actually want you to evolve, if you believe in that, it is to stop having children and merge with silicon bodies and a post-human future. Talk about psychotic. Talk about creepy. Talk about crazy. But they need an event like COVID-19 to teach a mammal to wear some covering over its nose, over its breathing tubes, to set the precedent for the forced inoculations, for the GMO, for the 5G, and for all the things that they admit will end our humanity as we know it. That's why this is so evil. Their whole agenda for a cashless society, global government, UN control, getting us all into debt, getting rid of local government. Think about all the facets of it, the censorship, the surveillance. Let's go to Juan in Connecticut. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Yeah, hello. Can you hear me?
I sure can, sir. Thank you.
Hey, Alex. Before I start, man, I wanted to talk to you, bro, and it's a pleasure to be talking right now here, man.
Sir, it's an honor to talk to you, brother.
I'm calling from New Brand, Connecticut, and I just want to plug in. I'm a truck driver, and Tubafors have changed the way I drive. Me and my brothers that drive, there's a couple of us. We all Hispanics, Cubans, Puerto Ricans. We used to be on Monster and Red Bull and all that, and I have lost weight because I stopped drinking all that sugar, and I just want to thank you for that, man.
Well, brother, we put more in this than any other long-term, high-quality energy powder there is. So this was designed by one of the top guys in the country. He didn't want his name on it because, obviously, the political issues. But we had to pay a lot of money for this formulation just for the design of it. And we believe it is the best, strongest, but healthiest energy out there. And you're saying that it's made your life better, so that means a lot to me. Thank you. To all your truck drivers, we love you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Well, mobs of people, really a coalition of the unhappy, is tearing down statues, desecrating monuments. But that destruction is more than simply symbolic. It's a deliberate effort to erase history, to separate us from our past and its useful lessons, and distract from the problems that are affecting Americans today. In Chicago, for example, where more than 50 people have been shot with guns this week, politicians are now moving to erase American history altogether. State Representative LaShawn Ford is calling on the Illinois State Board of Education to abolish all history classes in all schools statewide, claiming that teaching American history leads to racism. Jason Hill is the author of the book We Have Overcome. He's a professor at DePaul University in Chicago, and we're happy to have him on tonight. Professor, thanks so much for coming on. So, eliminating all history. Explain, if you will, what you think the idea is behind this.
Well, thank you for having me again, Tucker. I think what we're seeing in the educational system is systemic nihilism. So let's go back a step further. A couple weeks ago, Rutgers University declared that grammar was racist. Now, grammar is a science that deals with the proper method of oral and written communication. When you attack grammar, you attack language, which is the method of cognition. So you attack man's mind. You attack his ability to reason.
Yes.
So you attack man's mind, which means you leave us on the level of grunting farm animals. So you leave us incapacitated to reason, to think, and then you take away his history. You take away human history. You take away our constitutional rights or Bill of Rights or Second Amendment or First Amendment or time-worn principles that we use to defend our way of life or Judeo-Christianity. You're looking at systemic nihilism. You're looking at the Antichrist, as far as I'm concerned. You're looking at a bunch of nihilists and anarchists that want to destroy a system and replace it with nothing. Nothing at all. They want to destroy the good for the sake of it being the good. I have been warning, I have talked about this on your show, that these postmodern nihilists that started from back in the 60s when we had these fake disciplines attacking reason, valorizing feelings as the only criteria for adjudicating disputes, one's feelings and one feeling of being offended as the only criterion for adjudicating disputes and dispensing with reason, objective reality, and logic as the construct of imperialist, racist white men. That's what we're seeing today. And so you dispense with history altogether.
I'm transfixed by what you just said. I hope that this finds its way on the internet and is viewed by many, Professor, because I think you just put it as crisply as I've ever heard it, what's happening. And it's as scary as you say it is. Thanks so much for joining us tonight. I hope you keep teaching for a long time.
Thank you.
Christianity is under attack in this country, not the Episcopal Church, but actual Christianity. Churches are closed. Rioters are burning Bibles in the street.
That is so correct. The operating system of Satanism in the material world is Marxism, communism. It is nihilism, systematic nihilism. Professor Hill is absolutely correct. And I've been talking about this on my show for quite some time. You know, we're always trying to figure out a political solution. How do you deal with this issue? It's not really so much a political issue anymore. It is a spiritual issue. And we have to stand firm. We have to be courageous in the face of this threat to our way of life, to our history, to our very existence. But this is the end game. They want to tear down all of Western civilization, all of civilization itself. They are the weaponized zombies for the large oligarchs, the plutocrats who want to control this world, this planet, through depopulation and one world government. This is just a way that they can do it. It is a creative destruction from their standpoint. They are destroying us. And so I'm watching this all unfold. And as it accelerates, I just think more and more, we cannot compromise with this threat, ladies and gentlemen. We have this is no political solution to this. This is not a reach across the aisle type thing. This is just the absolute destruction of everything that our ancestors have built, everything that our forefathers fought for, that our mothers fought for, everything. And they're tearing it all down. Let's go to some calls before we close out this segment. Let's go to Sam in Washington. Sam, welcome to the David Knight Show.
Hey, thank you so much for having me on. You couldn't have said it better right there. You're spot on. One thing I've been thinking about in relation to the school system is they're stuck in a box. You can't think outside the box in the school system. They have it designed that way, and now they're just adding on top of it by restricting speech. You can't say what you want to say anymore. And so you're right. I mean, you can't put a hand across the aisle. It starts at the education system, and then it's the media, it's the movie industry. For so long, they just had the narrative, you know, the good guy always wins, eats the evil guy. You know, don't worry about it. Prince Charming will come. Well,
right.
We're in it now. No Prince Charming is going to come out of the woodwork.
Everybody's always waiting for someone to save them. That's what I've noticed about history, and that's what I've noticed about warfare. Everybody's always waiting for someone to save them. And of course, you know, there is no safety on this earth. The great General Douglas MacArthur said that there's no safety on this earth. There's only opportunity. So we have to be, in the mind of the, combat mind. We have to, look at this through the prism of warfare and not through the prism of politics, because you can't compromise with people that want you dead. That they don't want to compromise. They don't want anything but your destruction. And that's what you're seeing with these riots, with the rise and the energy behind these Marxist movements. And no, we just can't compromise. I think that we need to stand firm for our Constitution, for our Christianity, for Western civilization, and do not compromise with those values for our families And it is reaching the point of really, we're just going to need a lot of prayer at this point.
Amen.
Amen. I really appreciate your call, Sam.
Hey, appreciate it. And I do want to shout out Nathan Iodine. I take it every day in the morning with your multivitamin mix. Just build it into your routine. I feel great. Feel better than ever. I do want to say one last thing. You know, I did post on my Facebook Steven Crowder's last thing he did, the Black Lives Matter is a terrorist organization, changed my mind. And, you know, I caught some flack on it, caught some backlash on it. But, you know, as I talked with folks, as I explained it, I mean, what I said was the leaders of BLM and Antifa, financed by George Soros, want the destabilization of America, making the U.S. susceptible to enemies, foreign and domestic. The core of BLM and Antifa are sponsored Marxist communist leaders that are manipulating the American people into hating and destroying their own nation. And I pray
that's
we all
absolutely
can come
right,
together
Sam. And heavy on the domestic, my friend. I really appreciate the plug, and I appreciate your call. Thank you so much. Let's go to Casey in Minnesota. Casey, you got about a minute 30. Welcome to the David Knight Show.
Okay. I was just going to say, I had a tactic for not wearing a mask. I went into a nationwide chain of fast food, and I was waiting in line. The manager sent the clerk out and says, we can't serve you without a mask. And I explained I have a medical condition, a respiratory condition where I can't wear a mask. He said, sorry, we have to ask you to leave. And I got this from Peggy Hall, Healthy American. He said, okay, good. Just put that in writing for me and I'll take it to the lawyers. He goes, oh, I'll get the manager. The manager comes out. Says, do you have a disagreement with the mayor's mandate to wear a mask? I go, well, do you have a disagreement with the American Disabilities Act? And he repeats that. I repeat it again. And he goes, oh, do you have a disability? You can't wear a mask? Oh, totally fine. Fine, serve this man. And I got to pay. He actually comps me the meal. But you just show him, it's a violation of the American Disabilities Act not to serve somebody.
Yeah, I've seen that. And there's been some people that have had, you know, resistance to even showing that paper. But no, I think anything you can do to not have to wear the mask, because the mask, I believe, is a vector for spreading viruses. We're not qualified to disinfect those masks. We're not medical professional personnel. And of course, the pro mask, the military style pro mask with the canister filter, is the proper way to totally protect against a virus, a bacteria, a biological bacteria. So no, I appreciate your call very much. This is the David Knight Show. We'll be right back after the break. See you soon.
August 2020 is here. It's less than 90 days out from the historic election. The Chi-Coms, the EU, Hollywood, the Democratic Party, and the blue states and blue cities are all battling to keep America shut down and to destroy free speech as well, to ensure their final takeover of the United States by removing President Donald John Trump. At InfoWars, we're fighting back harder than ever, so your word of mouth and your prayer is key for the transmission. Also, your financial support is absolutely critical, and we make it easy to support us with high-quality, game-changing products at InfoWarsStore.com. We've launched a new sale, Reopen America Back-to-School Special, 50-60% off all of our top sellers and double Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your Chill Force, Winter Sun Plus, DNA Force Plus, Ultra 12, Lung Cleanse Plus, Survival Shield X2, and so many other best-selling products at 50-60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Take action now and fund the InfoWar.
Storable food is again available for shipping within 3 to 4 weeks. We have it. It's high quality, but it's got to be packaged and shipped out to you. Some items are shipping in a week, some in 4 weeks. So they're saying 3 to 4 weeks. It's My Patriot. We have their full catalog. They're in our back end at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your orders in now before the next big surge comes in. Believe me, every angle I've looked at, tells me that really, really serious times are ahead, whether Trump wins or loses. The globalists have already created a worldwide depression, lockdowns at a planetary scale, and it's only intensifying. This is one of the big boxes you've got to get checked off. It's high-quality, affordable food. My Patriot has really good, high-quality food at a very affordable price, and the packaging is the best you're going to find out there. Check it out for yourself at InfoWarsStore.com. And then the money that comes in that's extra helps us fund the information warfare operation that fights the globalists toe-to-toe. Get your storable food now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Broadcasting with the power of the First Amendment, liberty. It's your move. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
This is the David Knight Show. I'm Tony Arterburn, filling in for the great David Knight. Looking forward to his return. I asked the crew to play Layla, Eric Clapton's Layla. That was the name of my chocolate Labrador that I had for, well, she was 13 when she passed away this year, and she did all of my broadcasts with me. I know that she would have loved to have been with me today as I close out this magnificent week here with all of you. And got some more headlines to go to today. There's a lot from Infowars.com. And, you know, we did some deep dives talking about the erasing of history and the Marxist plans to destroy our civilization by taking out our monuments, our history, our heroes. This has been the theme. So I wanted to cover that. And we went to some of your calls. I really do appreciate all of your calls. We're going to have a guest on very shortly to talk about our Constitution. But in this this thread, there's another article up on thecollegefix.com by Jennifer Cabaney. And this is a economics professor that is barred from teaching class critical of Marxism to his students. Now, I believe it was Voltaire, the philosopher, who said that if you want to find out who rules over you, then look to see who you cannot criticize. And of course, Marx, being the founder of this philosophy of destruction. And if you look at the history of Marx, then you will see that Marx was funded by this shadowy group called the League of Just Men, which many researchers have traced back to the House of Rothschild. And this is a controlled opposition of sorts, but has become a god to the left and those who wish to destroy Christian civilization. This is a longtime economics professor at Wright State University, who has been repeatedly requested permission to teach a class critical of Marxism, has been rebuffed by his bosses and peers, who appear unwilling to allow the topic to be taught to the general student population. Meanwhile, the university frequently offers courses that praise Marxism. Economics professor Evan Osborne told the College Fix that the short version of his predicament is that we have an angry radical left cohort in the department. They praise Marxism in the classroom. They will not let me teach critically about it. And numerous people in the university have refused to do anything about it. Of course, they're not going to do anything about it. They don't care about truth or learning. These are propaganda centers. Most of our universities, colleges, unfortunately, have been infiltrated by these groups, these cultural Marxists, whether they even know it or not. And the irony of ironies about all of this, if you study these issues, is that these groups, and of course the foundations that support this education, are run by the wealthiest people that the planet has ever seen. So this is the conspiracy, ladies and gentlemen, the conspiracy to take away our civilization, to destroy our Christianity, our culture, by the oligarchs using Marxism as a weapon. And you have to wonder, whom do they serve? Well, I think I've answered that in previous segments. This is the David Knight Show. Stick around. We'll be right back after the break.
Another part of the Great Awakening that's taking place is people that haven't even been religious or Christian now see how evil is out in the open, how hundreds of churches have been burned in Europe and the U.S. Hundreds of Christian icons have been burned, destroyed. Jesuses have had their heads cut off all over the country, all over the Philippines, all over Europe. Virgin Marys are getting torn down. I mean, crosses are being torn down. It's absolutely out of control, but people now understand that evil was always real. It is spiritual, and it was just waiting to make its move, building beneath the surface, and now it's emerged. That's why when I ask listeners and viewers for your prayer, I mean it. I'm praying for America. I'm praying for you, and I know the power of prayer is real, and God hears it. We need to come together and pray for an even greater awakening. Pray for Donald Trump to be protected. Pray for him to win in a landslide, and pray for the people under deception of the globalists to awaken and join us in liberty and freedom. God bless you all. Please pray for InfoWars as well.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. This is the David Knight Show. I'm Tony Arterburn, filling in for David. My guest on the line is Sheriff Richard Mack, and he is running an organization for constitutional sheriffs and peace officers. This is a very, very important issue in our time, as we're always being distracted by what's going on in Washington. And all of our energy, our donations, all of our time spent sending these people to the swamp, only to be consumed by the swamp. We're always rolling that rock up the hill, when in reality, as David points out, and as I've come to understand, our true value in our time and searching for answers in our political realm is with offices like our sheriff. It's local. It really is our last line of defense in the fight for freedom and against tyranny. Tyranny coming out of Washington, becoming such an issue. And that is only growing and growing. And no matter what we throw at it, the government gets bigger and bigger. The Leviathan consuming all of our rights and freedoms. The Supreme Court, tyrannical, out of control. How do you handle that? Well, the fallback position, constitutionally, I believe, it starts with your sheriff. So, Sheriff Richard Mack, welcome to the David Knight Show.
Tony, thanks so much. It's great to be with you. I appreciate being on the show. And you're absolutely correct in your introduction. If there was ever a time in our nation's history that we needed constitutional sheriffs and peace officers, it is now.
Well, I'm really glad we were able to connect. You and I have been talking for quite some time. Originally, you were going to come on my show. And then when I found out that I was going to be hosting here, I thought this would give you an even larger platform. And, of course, the David Knight Show, very, very much online for this, this mode of thought, which is sheriffs being absolutely imperative to our future if we are to have one, where we have a constitution. You know, when I was a kid, Sheriff Mack, I was always told that back in the 1990s, you know, after what happened, you see Ruby Ridge and Waco, there was a lot more chatter about the constitutional sheriffs popping up all over the country saying, we're not going to allow this sort of overreach and this sort of tyranny from a federal law enforcement coming in and treating civilians like they're enemy combatants. And I heard that when I was a kid, that the most, you know, powerful as far as constitutionally, the most powerful person in your area would be your sheriff, because, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but in this age where we have so much overreach, where you have federal law enforcement, you have local law enforcement, and you have these bureaucratic entities, unelected people going in and pretty much treating Americans however they wish, what is happening on the front with the constitutional sheriff, Sheriff Mack?
Well, it's been amazing, and it's kind of sad that it took the destruction of our Constitution and individual liberty for so many sheriffs now to wake up, but it is happening. And you would think, Tony, that we could be united, or we would be united in this country on one particular principle that our country was founded upon, and that would be perhaps freedom of religion. And I can't understand how in the world that any peace officer in this country, any sheriff, what Sheriff Chronister did in Florida, arrested a minister for merely conducting church service. But you would think that we could all agree that one right, just one, that our country was based on, and that is a freedom of religion, a religious freedom, that we can practice religion according to the dictates of our conscience and not according to the dictatorial orders of governors and mayors. I'm astonished that any peace officer could ever have the gall to enforce an order from a governor that prohibited any type of religious practice. And yet we're doing that now almost on a daily basis. Now, and let me pull that into perspective. I have nothing against casinos. If people want to run them, that's their business. Fine, go ahead. But it is now easier in America, and particularly Arizona, where I live, where there's a dozen or more casinos throughout the state, it's easier for a citizen to enter a casino than it is for a citizen to go to church. And I find that so astonishing.
Yes, by design. Yeah, and of course, we'll have to talk about more of this on the other side of the break too. We've got about 3.5 minutes, but I wanted you to touch on, as you see the attack on law enforcement across the country, you see the defunding of the police and all the rest. When I look at that, I see not that they want to have no law enforcement, but they want different law enforcement. They want a national police force. They want a political police force, because it is people of conscience that are standing up, and they can't always get what they want, these left-wing and blue cities and run by globalists. They believe that they can tell the law enforcement to carry out just about anything. And we've seen some real overreach. You saw the officers going into the parking lots of churches and writing citations, and people being arrested on playgrounds and all this stuff throughout the COVID 1984 rollout. All this, it targets the police in a way to get people to be anti-police. And that leads up to the psychological a reaction to say, oh, well, we can just defund them. Absolutely. And, of course, after the George Floyd incident. So you have more and more of this push to defund the police, Sheriff Mack. But, you and I probably would agree that defunding the police, doesn't mean there won't be any police. They're just going to create a new type of police. They're going to create a political police wing. And, you're going to see that pop up more and more. Real quick, before we might have to touch on this, after the break as well, but you're starting to see, this defund the police as well, I'm sure. And, what does that mean for us as far as, living in cities, when you see them defunding the police, what does that mean for sheriff's departments?
Well, if it were to, create sheriff's offices in every county, which basically there are right now, except for Alaska, Hawaii, and Connecticut, they have no sheriffs in those three states. But if it were to create a sheriff's only law enforcement entity, then I would be fine with that, because that's the only law enforcement entity that is elected by for and of the people. And that's what makes us a constitutional republic. But that's not what they're after. And you're absolutely correct. They're after a nationalized, politically controlled law enforcement agency for the entire country. And now, because so many sheriffs are standing against the dictates of some of these governors and mayors, they're trying to make it where the sheriffs are now appointed instead of elected by the people.
Well, there's a phenomenon going on in this country, and I'm sure you're aware of it, where these billionaires like George Soros are buying up the district attorneys all over the country to create their own fiefdom, their own kingdom, and get away with whatever Marxist or totalitarian tactics they want to get away with. Now, I want to talk to you on the other side of the break, get your feedback on how we can protect the office of sheriff in this new system where these billionaires and multinational corporations are buying up our politicians. How do we, the people, stand firm and protect our sheriffs in that environment and keep real Americans who love the Constitution holding those offices? We'll be right back with Sheriff Richard Mack. This is the David Knight Show.
This water come from?
InfoWarsStore.com.
We can't survive without pure, clean drinking water. So make sure that it's always available to you with the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System. This gravity-fed system filters through all the toxins and gets straight to clean, healthy, great-tasting water. Yummy in my tummy. Bring the purest, most refreshing water to your home by ordering the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System today from InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Other systems just don't compare.
Vicki Gibbs, 57-year-old lesbian preacher in Houston, went in with a cough, got intubated, and then died. And as soon as I saw her face, as soon as I saw the report, I said, watch, it'll be innovation. We know what's going to happen. It's a blue city, same story yet again. And they say her heart gave out. If you put somebody on a breathing tube with COVID-19 as a death sentence, it's on record. Warn everyone you know before they go into the hospital and get killed. Why are almost all the deaths happening in blue cities and blue states? It's because they intubate them, putting a tube in their lungs, and COVID-19 is causing an autoimmune response. And if you do that with oxygen, the doctors are on record saying it will kill you. But all these doctors in blue cities and blue states follow their orders. And the minute I saw this report today, I knew what I would be reading. Don't end up like Vicki Gibbs. Warn everyone.
States cracking down on social gatherings, says CNN, because Fauci says if we don't, we'll see further surges in coronavirus positives, because they're only ramping up the testing, and because the tests have been designed at the Wuhan lab, it turns out, to be completely fraudulent. They cook the whole thing up offshore in a communist dictatorship with Fauci, Bill Gates, and the Chi-Coms to be directed by the UN as a giant planetary power grab. And now it's all over the news that indeed Bill Gates has developed digital tattoos under your skin, and so is Google, and they're deploying them at the airports next year, where you'll have to have it to be able to travel. Oh, and then soon to leave your house or go in a grocery store, and the contact tracers work for Bill and Melinda Gates and the Clintons, and they're going to come to your house and make sure you're inoculated. Yes, we're now inside the mark of the beast. Resist or be enslaved.
Actually bought this. It blocks UHF frequencies.
Snowden and others taught us how mobile phones are constantly spying on us, not just tracking and recording our GPS location, but recording audio and video as well. with or without a battery. Now, with the InfoWars privacy pouch, you can go dark wherever you choose. Excellent. Now I have my own compact Faraday cage I can take wherever I want. And you can too at InfoWarsStore.com. Government agencies, identity thieves, tech giants, and now contact tracers are all tracking your every move through your mobile phone. Now you can have the power to easily cut them off and go dark. Support the InfoWar and get your InfoWars privacy pouch today. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Richard Mack of CSPOA.org, the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. I'm going to join as soon as the program is over because I want to support this great organization as well. You know, we were talking before the break, Sheriff Mack, about how these multinational conglomerates and billionaires and the rest are buying up our offices, of course, our politicians and the rest, but really targeting law enforcement and the district attorneys. Now, in your estimation, how can we protect the office of sheriff, and what can we do to create coalitions to get grassroots real Americans elected to these offices?
Well, we would hope that everybody would join us in this battle. We've been doing it now for over 10 years, and it's exactly as you describe in your question. It's the people, the CSPOA, I don't know how I could have worded it any differently because it's already too long of a name, but we wanted to make sure that the sheriffs were constitutional, but we also want the chiefs of police and peace officers in this country to do the same. They have all sworn the same oath of allegiance to the Constitution, as required by Article 6 of the U.S. Constitution. So we are required by law to swear that oath of allegiance, and yet you would think that that would presuppose that we would know and understand and study the Constitution, because I'm telling every peace officer in this country right now, every sheriff as well, it is impossible to keep an oath to something that you've never read or studied or understand from the viewpoint of those who wrote it. And so the coalition that we really have presented here is a citizenry joining with their sheriffs and local officers to create the barriers against the encroachments of the federal government. Our 2013 convention in just outside St. Louis, Missouri was all about that. It was called Erecting the Barriers. And that's a quote from James Madison, that we can safely rely on the disposition of state legislatures to erect the barriers against the encroachments of the national authority. That's where we are right now. But it's more because I believe Trump is actually doing a real good job on this. He has not issued any orders. He has not become a dictator, but numerous governors and mayors have. And it's astonishing that we have allowed a government to become so out of control and so authoritarian that now they have actually dismissed the Constitution. They have suspended individual liberty all in the name of taking care of us, which is exactly what every communist dictator in the 20th century did before they committed millions of murders, and usually of their own people. And so this coalition, if we can get the citizens supporting the sheriff in doing his job as he promised to do when he took his oath, and then we erect those barriers against the governors, and it's astonishing right now, Tony, that we have even even the sheriff of Sacramento, Scott Jones, pushed back against his governor on the mask and some of these other ridiculous rules and regulations and dictatorial orders that they've done there. Riverside County in California. We've got lots of them standing in California. We got lots of them standing in New York. Where's all the sheriffs in Texas and Montana and Idaho and Utah and places where they should all be doing it? Now, we have sheriffs in every one of those states that are doing it. Sheriff Mark Lamb here in Arizona said, we will go visit restaurants and other businesses. Our deputies will be out doing that. But we will not shut anybody down. And we will not cite anybody in. And we will not arrest anybody. And then his final comment on that to Fox 10 News in Phoenix, we must get back to the Constitution. Well, that's exactly what we do. I'm very close with Sheriff Lamb. He has read and studied the Constitution. And I'm telling you, if people will take our training, and we're actually offering a Constitution class for citizens and law enforcement right now, all across the country, online. And if people will join us in this holy cause, donate to this holy cause, make us bigger, better, and faster right now, because I'm telling you, time is of the essence. What do you think we're going to be looking at if, God forbid, Biden wins the next election? Yeah, there's two of our constitutional sheriffs right there in Arizona, Sheriff Lamb on the right and Sheriff Schuster. And these guys are standing and saying, you know what? We're going to do what's right. And then Sheriff Daniels said he would deputize all gun owners in his county to make sure that they were able to defend the county against any rioters or violent protests. And so you see it starting to come together. But we have got to create at least 500 to 700 more constitutional sheriffs in this country. We have about 150. But we've got to do that. We can't do it without the citizens' support on this. The citizens must be involved in this. What did Jefferson say? The price of liberty is eternal vigilance. And we, the people, have got to get stronger on that. And we have got to be a part of the solution. And CSPOA is all about a peaceful, effective solution in standing for liberty and restoring our Constitution.
Well, it's organizations like yours that give me hope, Sheriff Mack. I'm thinking if we could just get the grassroots to pay attention and look to the last line of defense, which is our constitutional sheriffs, quit looking to Washington to fix problems. Quit volunteering your time for these people. Quit donating. Go and look at organizations like this. The sheriffs, the constitutional sheriffs, they could be our last line of defense for us to still have hope to live in a free country. I looked, you know, the canary in the coal mine to me when it comes to Washington, D.C. with our representatives was looking to see how many representatives we have that co-sponsored the bill to get us out of the U.N., and we're always talking about conservative this and conservative that, and he's a warrior for conservatism. Folks, it's three. There's three people that co-sponsored the bill to get us out of the UN. All of that effort, all of that grassroots, all of the campaigning, all of the donating, we have three people in Washington that would like to see us exit the UN. Okay, so no, abandon that and look towards constitutional sheriffs. These are the last line of defense. These are real people. I've talked to constitutional sheriffs. They are amazing folks and really a shining light and a beacon in an ever darkening world. And Sheriff Mack, before we go, how can people find you?
Well, the best way is just to go to cspoa.org, cspoa.org that you had listed there. People, we need you. It's working, but we got to make it bigger, better, and faster, and you can help us do it.
My guest has been Sheriff Richard Mack, Constitutional Sheriff and Peace Officers Association. Join, help out. It is the last line of defense, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much, Sheriff Mack.
You're welcome. See you soon.
It's finally here. Introducing the new Survival Shield X2 Spray. Available now for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive Deep Earth Crystal Nascent Iodine. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface into the ultimate spray formula. Iodine is an essential mineral that helps support thyroid health, healthy metabolism, and healthy cognitive function. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off intro pricing at InfoWarsStore.com. That's Survival Shield X2 spray at InfoWarsStore.com.
Human freedom. The Wild Wild West. The Renaissance. America. Human liberty. The West built all the freedom, all the choices, all the empowerment we see. The general population has been programmed that submission to tyranny brings them prosperity. Because in the last 50 years, under psychotic globalist control, they have taught us by successive approximation to bow down and each time be given a reward, a treat. But that's like training wild pigs to come eat out of your hand, and finally, one day you lead them into the barn and close the door and butcher them. We're now reaching that point in societal development where submission is death, where submission is the human species being destroyed forever on the altar of Satan. America and the world should have never been closed. It was all based on WHO, Bill and Melinda Gates, Fauci, NIH lies. But now, here we are, already into August, and they're trying to keep our stores, our factories, our schools, our parks closed. It is outrageous. Well, we have launched a new big sale titled Reopen America Back to School Special, 50 to 60% off all of our top sellers and double Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com. And despite the fact that our Ultimate Turmeric Formula Bodies is selling out, we still have it at 50% off, but for a limited time. Living Defense, which is beyond probiotics, 50% off. VasoBeets, amazing concentrated beet extract with all of its benefits, selling out, so 50% off. And so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. And your purchase funds the InfoWar, a true 360 win.
One of the best nutrients nature has provided, beetroot, has been used for hundreds of years in natural medicine. Now you can experience the power of this ingredient today with VasoBeet from InfoWars Life. Guaranteed to be the next addition to your daily routine, VasoBeet is the most concentrated liquid beet extract on the market, fully utilizing the heart-healthy nitrates and antioxidants to support your mind and body. VasoBeet is great for anyone looking to support healthy living or athletic performance. So check out one of the most incredible ingredients today with VasoBeet from InfoWars Life.
It's time to take a new, healthier approach to one of your most basic needs. The ElectaPure Pro Water Filtration System is the same water filter that Alex and the InfoWars crew use every day for the purest water possible. You can start cleaning the toxins from your water for clean, healthy, and delicious drinking water. Perfect for preppers or anyone concerned with a healthier source of water, the ElectaPure Pro can remove up to 99.9% of impurities. This groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system is like no other. Make sure your water is up to your standards today with the ElectaPure Pro.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Broadcasting with the power of the First Amendment, liberty. It's your move. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
First Amendment, but powered by BrainForce Plus today, at least that is your humble host filling in for David Knight. And I had an article that the crew also gave me a follow-up to, I'm going to get to in just a second. Of course, BrainForce Plus, 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com, part of the Reopen America Back to School special. Lots of other products, and we'll be talking about some of the deals that are up there throughout the show. But this article up on the AP caught my attention this morning. Former President Bush pays tribute to immigrants in new book. He's got a new book out. A new book by former President George W. Bush will highlight an issue which now sets him apart from many of his fellow Republicans, so this article says. And that's immigration. It really sets him apart. He's really different. Where do they pull this from? It says, out of many, one, right, is the Portraits of America's Immigrants will be published March 2nd. Oh, so Texas Independence Day. The book includes 43 portraits by the 43rd president. How nice. Four color paintings of immigrants he has now come to know over the years, along with biographical essays he wrote about each one of them. I'm sure he wrote them. It says, while I recognize that immigration can be an emotional issue, I reject the premise that it is a partisan issue. It is perhaps the most American of issues, and it should be one that unites us. Bush writes in the new book's introduction, noting that he did not want it to come out during the election season. Bush has not endorsed Trump or his presumptive Democratic opponent. This is my hope. Is that the book will help focus our collective attention on the positive impact immigrants are making to our country. Well, you know, I have to say that these paintings by the president and his fascination with the United States as a creedal nation, that we are a nation brought together by a creed, the internationalists really love this. You know, there's really no attention paid to Americans. Now, I agree there are a lot of hardworking people that immigrate to this country and bring a lot of value. And we need those people. We need that energy. But if you notice, these internationalists focus so much on that. That is really, they worship it. And if you look at the presidency of this war criminal, we see the complete decline and fall, the final end game. That was our manufacturing, went away under George W. Bush in, 2001, just 90 days after the attack on the World Trade Center, on December 11th, this man, ushered in the Chinese becoming part of the World Trade Organization, given most favored nation status. And if you look at the statistics afterwards, the Bush administration lost 55,000 factories, one in three manufacturing jobs disappeared under the Bush administration. And in an attempt of to create some sort of alchemy, they wanted the Bush administration to show fast food workers as manufacturing jobs because they build burgers. That's an absolute fact, ladies and gentlemen. They tried to create and fudge the numbers because they were hemorrhaging jobs. So you go back and you look at people like the Bushes, the Bush crime family. They look at this nation as a creedal nation, not as a nation of history and heroes and hearth and home and tradition. No, just an idea, and that anybody can take part in that idea, and that we should import people and at the same time hold them up while the country is thrust into bankruptcy and endless war. And this man has the gall to lecture us on how we should be as Americans. And, of course, paint his little pictures. Well, he painted a picture all right. He painted a dystopic picture for all of us with his presidency, ushering in the decline and fall, the most stunning decline in a nation since the fall of the Soviet Union. Every single one of his policies, absolutely disastrous and on purpose. You have someone whispering in your ear while you're reading My Pet Goat, America is under attack. That's what they whispered in his ear. And he sat there for 7.5 minutes. Now you do your own thinking. If you're president of the United States and you live in an age of nuclear weapons and having to respond with a retaliatory strike within 5 minutes, and somebody tells you that America's under attack with no other detail, and you sit there for 7.5 minutes, what do you already know? What is going through your mind? It is insane to think that this man is genuine in any way. As a matter of fact, The Onion put it best with this headline from 2014. George W. Bush debuts new paintings of dogs, friends, and ghosts of Iraqi child that follow him everywhere. It is really sad. You think about this man who is now beloved by the left, because with George W. Bush, you get everything you want. You get a villain, a punching bag, and you get someone who carries out all of your policies if you like the left, if you are a Marxist, because you get the revolution, you get the endless wars, you get the bankruptcy of the United States, you get open borders, you get free trade, Uber Alice, you get the destruction of the dollar, you get bailouts, you get all the things you want. So why not have him heralded as a true leader and someone to aspire to? Now, he is the decider. He's the decider, ladies and gentlemen, still beloved by so much of the Republican Party. This man who has brought and could be the death blow to our great republic. There, of course, honoring Fauci. Yes, they're all in a big club, ladies and gentlemen, and you ain't in it. Trying to reimagine Iraq like his nephew, George P. Bush, is trying to reimagine the Alamo. Just giving another arrogant example of this family and their destruction. Just I had to bring this up. Folks, it is insane. So go check out that article. And the book is only $250, by the way. It's only $250. So instead of, you know, donating to a food shelter, you can buy this book by your globalist overlords if you so choose. Out of many, one. Folks, let's talk about the specials at InfoWarsStore.com, because this wonderful organization needs your help. We have to keep the comms of liberty and human freedom and the Constitution on the air. We've got 50%, 60% off top sellers and double Patriot points. You've also got the new Pure Turmeric Extract. Right now, I'm going to get some of that as soon as I get off the air. I really wanted to try that product because I use the Bodies product, amazing for anti-inflammation. And of course, I am a former paratrooper. I jumped out of perfectly good aircraft, and the parachute's not designed for fun and happy times. It's to get you to the ground without killing you. And that is very swiftly, especially when you're a little on the larger side, like I am, and I need my Bodies. Of course, you get Turbo Force, 50% off. Vaso Beats, wonderful product, 50% off. Living Defense, 50% off, and much, much more. This is the David Knight Show. We'll be right back after the break. See you on the other side.
Imagine telling someone just a year ago that in the middle of 2020, the Democrats, as well as many Republican leaders, would be calling for the United Nations WHO edict that all Americans wear masks be a, quote, federal order and mandate. Totally unconstitutional, annihilating states' rights. Think about that. A woman can kill her baby. We pay for illegal aliens' health care. But you've got to wear a mask for a virus that killed 20 plus times less than what they said, even if you believe the official story. This is about the WHO, the globalists, testing their power through the media over the federal government to set policy in the United States. This is our punishment for not going with the carbon taxes and the Paris Accord and all of it. And by the way, they admit that. They say, now your carbon's down one way or another, you stupid Americans.
I have never been so concerned about what's going on. This is all martial law prepping, martial law training, and now they have activated the most criminal elements of deep state, and Pelosi is bragging they're going to remove the president illegally with COG. You cannot remove the president with COG. You can only remove the president, 25th Amendment, or impeachment, but they're saying they're going to do it. Ladies and gentlemen, they are putting this in every newspaper in the country and legitimizing the fact that if he contests the election in any way, when they say by default they are, that they're going to pull this. This is maximum alert. This is emergency alert. Yes, they've censored the Patriots off most of the internet, but banned video is still there. The radio show is still there. And yes, we're getting about five times the traffic we were getting before the ban to the actual sites. But we need to get this message to other people outside of our audience. So tell everyone now about the martial law plan and the plan to get rid of Trump. It's all posted at ban.video. Please, we can defeat these people if you take action. You are the answer. Please, please, please.
One of our best-selling products is Living Defense, and it's been sold out for over 4 months because it's hard to source the ingredients that are organic. We've got a limited supply right now, but it's selling out fast, and I want those of you that haven't experienced Living Defense to get it for yourself. Here's just part of one testimonial.
I looked. In January 2016, I went in a hospital. I went in the VA hospital out here in Boise, and I was in there until June. And one of the only things that got me through that ordeal was listening to InfoWars 3 hours a day, and I kept hearing Dr. Group and all you guys talking about Living Defense. Let me tell you something, man. I had an internal digestive problem and I suffered with it for about 5 or 6 years, and the doctors, they tried every test. Nobody could figure out what it is. And then every day when I kept hearing you and Dr. Group and those commercials, I said, you know what? I'm going to get me some of that freaking Living Defense. Now, I wasn't supposed to have any nutritionals because they don't want you to have that stuff, but I ordered it, had it shipped to me. I got it. I hid it from the nurses. I started taking it. Man, that stuff changed my life. It saved my life. Alex Jones and InfoWars saved my life.
We close and lock our doors and windows at night, not because we're doing anything wrong, but because it's about privacy and it's about security. And it's something that we do to protect ourselves, going back thousands of years when we would post a dog or a sentry at the entrance of the village so we would know if predators or criminals were coming. Well, big tech, along with the federal government and other globalist organizations, have been tracking everybody illegally for years with their cell phones. But now the public is finally waking up because the enemy has openly announced it's the fact. And the Clinton Foundation Global Initiative with Chelsea is running the private system to spy on you and your family. That's right, the Democrats, the globalists, the Chi-Coms, they've all got our number. They're tracking us in lifetime. But with Privacy Pockets, the best system at InfoWarsStore.com, you can protect yourself and your family by keeping your cell phone inside of the little pouch. We're selling more of these in a day than we used to sell in a month because America and the world is waking up. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com and go stealth.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Sitting here in this chair, every segment that I do, I always forget something. I always feel like every show I leave a bunch of stuff on the table. And one of the reasons why is because I'm very careful with this show, ladies and gentlemen. Very careful because I respect David Knight. I respect InfoWars. I respect the crew here. And this isn't my show. And I noticed yesterday there was a comment on Twitter about how they're ready for David to come back and they're tired of this monotone, emotionless voice. Well, I will tell you that I agree that at times I can be just pretty even keel, okay, as a broadcaster. But I told David this, you know, this show to me is like you're giving me the keys to a really nice Lincoln Town Car. And it's someone you respect and you return it full of fuel and it's nice and polished up. And thank you for letting me borrow it. My show that I do, the Arterburn radio transmission, is like the Dukes of Hazzard car. I crash it every single day. You will find me throwing things and you'll find me losing my mind occasionally. Most of it, I will tell you that most of it is very even keel. The people like my style of delivery. I can go over the news. I can do some in-depth stuff. And you know, once I get on a talking point, like when I talk about the presidency of George W. Bush, I know a great deal about that. And I can't believe I left so much out in this last segment. I mean, the fact that Bush was financed by the bin Laden family, you know, Arbusto Oil financed by the bin Laden family. Of course, George H.W. Bush meeting with a representative of the bin Laden family on September 10th and September 11th, 2001. All these coincidences, right, of this crime family and the audacity that this man has to live out his retirement painting pictures and lecturing us about how we're a creedal nation based on creed and not on history and heroes and tradition and everything that makes a nation. It really can be summed up best in the ideology of invade the world, invite the world. It's the alpha and omega of globalist thought, that we go abroad in search of monsters to destroy forever. Of course, those monsters are created by our own institutions, and we're bogged down fighting wars for multinational corporations and the military-industrial complex. And at the same time, we invite the world to take part in the feast and the land of milk and honey built by our forefathers and those who fought and died for this country. And you find these globalists like George W. Bush, they're lauded by the establishment. Oh, they're so beloved. And they write books about how that we're a nation of immigrants and all the rest of this. Yes, we have a tradition of immigration. But what about all of the Americans that were hurt and their lives upended and destroyed and cut short by the policies of these psychopaths? We never have a press dig into that. Never, ever, ever. Because that would violate the rules. The rules are you get two choices. You get the Tweedledum and Tweedledee. You get the right-wing Marxist or the left-wing Marxist. But either way, you get Marxism. And that's why that interview I just did with Sheriff Mack is so very important. And yes, it's kind of taking a black pill in a way, where you realize that there is no solutions in Washington. That issue and whole political game is rigged. And right now, we need to be focusing on local. And I tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, that's where I'll be focusing all of my attention in this coming election season and everyone after that. All of my attention is going to go into local, what my sheriff is doing, what my city council is doing, what my reps are doing locally, because that is really all that we can control. And getting local ordinances passed about monitoring the ballots and getting those electronic voting machines thrown into the dumpster where they belong. We have to do something on a local level. It will disrupt the matrix. We're being thrust into these lose-lose scenarios. And you'll get another George W. Bush, maybe not a Republican, but what's the difference? What's the difference between Joe Biden and George W. Bush? Nothing. Nothing at all. I don't know if George W. Bush can paint better, but they certainly believe the same things. I mean, Joe Biden said he was glad to see the decline in native population of the United States. That's the most genocidal thing I've ever heard in my life. That's just strange. Why would you celebrate the decline in population? Why would you celebrate the decline in the native population of any country? You'd have to be a sicko, and you'd have to be a eugenicist, and you'd have to be a tool for the globalists, of which he is. So they're cut from the same cloth, folks. And we're going to be exposing more and more of that here on the David Knight Show. This is the going into the final hour. I've got more headlines for you. We're going to be taking your calls. We've got the phone lines open for the last hour as I go through headlines, talk to you about the specials up on InfoWarsStore.com. I'll also go over a final message on gold and silver prices. 888-201-2244 is the number. Let's go to Ken in Colorado. Ken, thanks for calling the David Knight Show.
Hi, David.
By the way. It's okay.
Like I was telling your call screener, last night I had an epiphany. I was thinking about the Democrats and the problems that they have in this election, you know, getting COVID to the election time to where they can force a mail-in voting, changing the narrative and everything else, bringing in the ghost candidate, so to speak, on the white horse. And it all involves, in my mind, Joe Biden contracting COVID and assuming room temperature.
That's interesting. So you kind of see them setting him up as some sort of fall guy to receive sympathy and create a new narrative based off that, since he's not cognitively able to handle the pressures of running for the highest office in the land, much less do an interview or run a small business or anything that would require brain power?
Yeah, they'll get the sympathy vote. They'll get their COVID narrative backed up through the election for mail-in balloting. They'll have state funerals. They'll have
state funerals, but just not funerals for your loved ones. It'll be new lockdowns. Yeah, I see the possibility of that. New regs, new lockdowns, new compliance. You'll get your Fauci goggles along with your face diaper and then the new earmuffs to go with it.
Yeah.
I think that they'll put you in maybe select a bag for you to wear, reminiscent of a body bag. You can zip it up yourself because that's really what they want you in. That's interesting, and I really appreciate your call, Ken. Thanks for listening to The David Knight Show.
Sure.
Folks, we've got about a minute 30 to go in the show. When I come back, I'm going to take more of your calls. We got to get through the rest of these headlines because there's some important issues to cover before this final hour. But you're going to want to stick around on the other side of the break. We've got those headlines. We've got your calls. And, of course, I want to keep plugging the store. I didn't do enough plugging, I don't think, last show. And, there's so much, to fund here, at InfoWars to keep these comms on the air. And you're going to want this message of freedom and liberty to, be broadcasted and transmitted not only globally, but all across this great land of ours. And that is at InfoWarsStore.com. You've got 50 to 60% off of these amazing products. I was talking about the bodies for myself, but you've got Chill Force, 50% off, Super Female Vitality, 50% off. And of course, things like Ultra 12, the B12, the methylcobalamin. This is a great product. I use it myself. 50% off Brain Force Plus, of which I'm using now. 50% off in the X2 nascent iodine spray and the regular, X2, of which I use every single day. I need my X2 or my brain doesn't seem to work as it should. Final hour of the David Knight Show. Coming up, your calls, 888-201-2244. We're going to talk about the headlines, what's in on InfoWars.com, and gold and silver prices when we return. Stick around.
Of bum piss in your leftist-run neighborhoods? The crap of dust mites in bum piss is a real thing, and InfoWars Store has the solution. InfoWars has created the most powerful herbal lung cleanse and respiratory support product on the market, with over 1,000 types of mold and mildew, toxic chemicals, and yes, dust mites. Our Lung Cleanse Plus, made with organic and wild cultivated herbs, is just what you need to survive the unprecedented surge of bum piss and other toxic substances in liberal leftist cities everywhere. Order the InfoWars Lifelong Cleanse Plus supplement today at InfoWarsStore.com.
The BBC is state-run media in the UK, and they've come out with a detailed article that's linked on InfoWars.com saying
you will have to have forced inoculations multiple times a year to be able to travel. Robots will scan you when you land. You will have a digital tattoo under your skin to be able to enter the country, but it's going to be so easy and so cool and so fun. The Microsoft website now officially has announced the digital tattoo. We exposed this 6 months ago, how Bill Gates was funding it, and they had hundreds of news articles attacking and saying it wasn't true. This is a tactic they use. First they announce it, we say it's a bad idea, they say that's crazy, we didn't do it. They introduce the idea to you, then they come back and announce it again, thinking you have no memory. This is a criminal takeover. This is the line in the sand. We must say no. We must expose the fraud of COVID-19 that this entire house of evil is built on. I'm Alex Jones. Never surrender to tyranny. Infowars.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Mainstream propaganda. It's the David Knight Show.
And Roman coins, you know, was so stable for a while, at least, and so popular, you can actually find them all the way out to India. Right? They've been found all the way out to India. That's how far they went. Now, 167 BC, right, before Christ, the Republic had enriched itself enormously through a series of conquests. They found silver, or created silver and gold mines in Spain that were a huge source of revenue for the state, you know, just as Spain later did it in South and Central America, which imported so much gold and drove so much inflation in Spain in the 16th century that it destroyed the Spanish economy for 400 years. It's brutal. Basic coin of the empire was a silver denarius, worst name for the punk band you could imagine, which was, at least originally, 95% silver. Within the span of 100 years, it dropped to 50% silver. Why? Because you can create almost twice as many coins with 50% silver as opposed to 95%. By the middle of the 3rd century AD, the denarius had a silver content of just 5%, so almost a 20 times devaluation. And the denarius was like the total backbone of the Roman economy. So coinage continued to be debased to pay for the state. Between 258 and 275 AD, prices rose in most parts of the empire by almost 1,000%, right? So you got more coins flooding the market because they've been debased, and prices go through the roof. Inflation means inflation of the money supply. The actual price rise, which most people call inflation, that's just the effect of having so many coins. And you know, if you have doubled the coins and not double the goods, so goods stay the same, and the coinage doubles, then the price of everything goes up by double, right? So here is a graphic, the cliff ride of hell itself. Hey, see if you can figure out when the government started bribing the poor. So this is the silver value of the denarius from 300 BC to 400 AD. And as you can see along the top, you know, a couple of hundred years, pretty stable. I think it's the British pound sterling has been the most long-lasting currency, even though it's gone down enormously in value at about 400 years. The value of the US dollar has crashed by about 98%. Since the foundation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, so a little over 100 years. But here you can see silver value of denarius. Oh, it's doing well, it's doing well. And this is logarithmic, right? You see we're going way down here. It's crazy. So this is even steeper if you were to map it out properly. So this is a really, really tough time for the Romans. Again, 113-year stretch, 192 to 305 AD. 84% of the emperors were either brutally murdered or assassinated in some other way. Pretty, pretty bad stuff. There was a crisis in the 3rd century from 235 to 284 AD. We've got invasion, we've got civil war, plague, economic depression, and it looked like the whole thing was about to go into the toilet. And this crisis occurred at the same time that the silver denarius went from having 2.7 grams of silver to basically nothing. It was silver in name only. So they just started squirting base metal like bronze and copper into the silver coins, debased the currency like hell. And by the year 300 AD, silver denarius, or its equivalent, had only a trace of silver left. So as currencies devalue, as inflation hits and currencies devalue and debt escalates, there's lots of social upheaval. And this tends to feed itself, right? So as you debase the currency, you destroy the economy. As you destroy the economy, you need the welfare state because you're afraid of revolution. Because you have the welfare state and you don't have the taxes to pay for it because the economy is being destroyed, what do you have to do? Hey, you got to devalue the currency to pay for all of the welfare state. Oh, that means that the economy gets further destroyed, which puts more people on the welfare state. You get how this works. It's pretty brutal as a whole. So that's the silver value of the denarius, 300 BC to 400 AD.
Currency, gold and silver, your calls and the headlines. Stick around. This is the David Knight Show.
Reasons that the globalists launch this planetary lockdown. The number one reason is it serves every one of their purposes. We've gone over those purposes many times here on air. The cashless society, the surveillance system, global government, medical tyranny, forced inoculation. But the most important facet is it teaches us that we are obsolete, that we are non-essential as we begin to witness automation, computers, and robots take over the jobs that people once had by design. This isn't like it's some advancement that we just fell into. It's been pre-planned, organized globally, and it's extremely predatory. And through governmental actuaries and tax programs and regulations, the central banks that control it all are able to pick the winners and the losers and consolidate power. This is the truest form of technocracy, fascism.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
If speaking is silver, then listening is gold. I'm looking forward to being able to listen to the David Knight Show again next week when the Master returns. Appreciate all of your support, your calls, the great crew. This has been a fantastic week, a great honor. We've talked a lot about gold and silver this week. We talked about the history that's been happening on the markets. You see gold for the first time ever passing 2,000. It went up to 2,060 yesterday. It's down right now, the gold at 2,035 fiat dollars per troy ounce. Silver's down just a little bit, $27.87 per troy ounce. And I brought into the studio this morning, and I'm going to be giving the crew some more silver today before I leave. But this is an example of the dollars that we used to have. And, of course, this is the peace dollar that I hold in my hand. This is the dollar that was put out in the 1920s. To commemorate the end of World War I. These were in mass circulation. They're 90% silver. And the reason they're 90% is because pure silver is really terrible for tarnishing. You want to have a little bit of zinc, a little bit of copper in there to protect it. So that's the way it was coined. But this is a silver dollar. And after 1965, the U.S. took the silver out of the dollar, out of the quarter, out of the dimes and half dollars. And we see 1971 taking us off the gold standard. And you see the race to the bottom that is the fiat currency system. So all this week, I've been trying to simplify the argument, telling you about the end of fiat currency. The end game is to basically play with the monopoly money, prop up the multinational corporations, prop up the deep state, prop up the welfare warfare state for as long as possible, and to rob you blind, rob you of your labor, rob you of your savings. They want you feeding the pig, saving those fiat dollars when in reality they are devaluing them as fast as they can. It is a rigged game. This other coin that I'm holding up now is a U.S. Silver Eagle. Now, these are minted by the U.S. Treasury, and these are 999. These are bullion rounds, but it also says $1 on there. Now, the $1 is for the purposes of marking it for value in the Treasury, but this is worth about $35 right now, maybe a little less, depending on who you get it from. But the silver content is 1 ounce pure silver. Now, you want to be aware that in this current climate, as we reach the end of printing, and I use that word printing, I know I've been criticized. I know they don't always print. It is a keystroke, but let's all say for intents and purposes, it's printing the into oblivion, the fiat currency, the dollar. You want to make sure that you're not on that ride. And I'm just warning you, whatever it is, it could be storable food from InfoWarsStore.com. It doesn't have to be God's money. It doesn't have to be gold and silver that you save. Because honestly, ladies and gentlemen, in a bad enough economy, gold and silver may not matter. In a bad enough situation, you may just need food, ammunition, and water filtration. So I'm not at all in fantasy land about gold and silver. But in a stable environment, somewhat stable, any type of civilization, gold and silver have always been money throughout history. So something to think about. And of course, I'll talk maybe a little bit more before we close out the program about gold and silver and just some of my ideas on what you should get. Looking at constitutional silver, looking at the pre-1965 stuff for bartering, things that you want to keep around. If you've got a little bit of saving, gold is very portable. We'll talk about that. Maybe I'll devote, if the crew will remind me, I'll do 2 to 3 minutes on that before we close out. I didn't want to bog the segment down, but we've got some headlines to go over. In this segment, let's close out. Let's talk to a few of the callers I know that have been on hold. Let's go to Shane in Ohio. Shane, welcome to the David Knight Show.
Hey, Tony. I just wanted to start off by saying you're doing a pretty good job.
Pretty good.
Big fan of David Knight. I just got a quick plug.
Go ahead.
Storable food, the supplements, the shirts, you know, especially the shirts because you meet a lot of like-minded patriots with them. I guess one of my questions was going to be what you're going to touch on later, what to get in on the silver, the junk silver, the bullion, but and for bartering. But I was on Twitter this morning. I noticed a video up of Trump saying he probably won't be seen for a while, that some very rich people wish him harm. Have you seen that?
I have. It's pretty cryptic.
Yeah. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, he's the president.
Yeah.
You're the commander in chief, and you need to make sure if you have enemies that are trying to thwart the will of the American people, then they need to be investigated.
Yeah.
I would turn it back on them. You're the president.
Yeah.
You know, you got big tech hijacking this election. You've got foreign actors and multinational corporations and the mega rich and the banking combines interfering with our election, the deep state. Put people in handcuffs, start a momentum, and the thing will fix itself.
Yeah.
You know, you don't go arrest low-level Antifas out there trying to burn down federal buildings. You arrest the people that fund them.
Yeah.
That's a great place to start. So instead of cryptic statements, maybe just have some people arrested and investigated.
Yeah.
You know, we seem to be able to arrest anyone for anything that has to do with supporting the conservative movement in this country. So I'm really sick and tired of the victim mentality coming out of our movement and conservatism, and the president, even with these cryptic statements, don't just tweet about it.
Do something about it. Yeah, I agree.
Do something about it.
Yeah.
I mean, these politicians, you know, I just don't get it, the lack of courage. I don't understand it, and I know I'll catch a lot of flack for that. But look, I don't understand the lack of courage. Just do something about it. I mean, the enemies of this country are out in the open funding the Marxism, funding the toppling of statues, funding the groups that are burning down our buildings and terrorizing our cities. Just have them arrested. Have them at least come in for questioning. Source their bank accounts.
Yeah.
I mean, we do this all the time for patriot groups. But anyway, I think that's a great question. Thanks for bringing that up because I've forgotten to. Thank you, Shane.
No problem. I have another quick thing to discuss. We have family and friends. You know, we try to wake them up to what's going on, but there's so much disinformation, you know, and you could talk to them till you're blue in the face and you just ain't going to do anything to change their mind. I mean, we have, like, my mother-in-law and my whole wife's side of the family, they're just...
Yeah, all you can do, Shane, is just be a good example, and that's on God's time for people to understand what's going on. People do not learn in good times. They have to be brought to a different reality and then make the decision for themselves. It's all about free will. Thank you for your call, Shane.
Thank you, Tony.
Folks, this is the David Knight Show. I will hit some more headlines when we return. Infowarsstore.com. I keep hitting these specials because they're amazing. You've got products like Bodies, 50% off. The Ultra 12, 50% off. The Brain Force Plus, 50% off, which is a product that I use and I love. And the Patriot Blend Organic Chiapas Coffee. I use that every single day, and it keeps me awake, and it makes it to where it's possible that I do a radio show and run my gold and silver shop. So I love the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And while we're talking in this last hour about gold and silver and hedging against the dollar and the satanic fiat currency system, we'll talk about how you can also protect yourself with storable food. And the storable food is a must. It's insurance you can eat. I can't stress that enough. Water filtration, storable food, and nascent iodine, all available at InfoWarsStore.com. Folks, we'll be right back after the break. Stick around.
August 2020 is here. It's less than 90 days out from the historic election. The Chi-Coms, the EU, Hollywood, the Democratic Party, and the blue states and blue cities are all battling to keep America shut down and to destroy free speech as well to ensure their final takeover of the United States by removing President Donald John Trump. At InfoWars, we're fighting back harder than ever, so your word of mouth and your prayer is key for the transmission. Also, your financial support is absolutely critical, and we make it easy to support us with high-quality, game-changing products at InfoWarsStore.com. We've launched a new sale, Reopen America Back to School Special, 50-60% off all of our top sellers and double Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your Chill Force, Winter Sun Plus, DNA Force Plus, Ultra 12, Lung Cleanse Plus, Survival Shield X2, and so many other best-selling products at 50-60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Take action now and fund the InfoWar. America and the world should have never been closed. It was all based on WHO, Bill and Melinda Gates, Fauci, NIH lies. But now here we are already into August, and they're trying to keep our stores, our factories, our schools, our parks closed. It is outrageous. Well, we have launched a new big sale titled Reopen America Back to School Special, 50 to 60% off all of our top sellers and double Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com. And despite the fact that our ultimate turmeric formula Bodies is selling out, we still have it at 50% off, but for a limited time. Living Defense, which is beyond probiotics, 50% off. Vaso Beets, amazing concentrated beet extract with all of its benefits, selling out, so 50% off. And so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. And your purchase funds the InfoWar, a true 360 win. A lot of you are probably already very familiar with these terms I'm about to introduce, but some folks aren't. So for those that aren't, here they are. Activated charcoal. And then another term, enamel safe. Activated charcoal is the fastest growing type of toothpaste for a good reason. It really, really works. Well, we've come up with the best activated charcoal toothpaste with no fillers, the cleanest type, the highest quality, with a bunch of high-quality essential oils and other ingredients known and documented to do amazing things for your oral hygiene and your overall health in your mouth that's so critical, and it makes your teeth look really white and really, really clean, and it's good for your gums. But on top of that, it doesn't have any ingredients that are known to hurt enamel. I've gone out before and gotten toothpaste that really made my teeth clean, but eroded enamel up the top. So I got into really
safe, healthy types of toothpaste, and that's what this is. It's available at InfoWarsStore.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Of the globalists, the neocons, and the new world order. This is the David Knight Show. I'm Tony Arterburn. Headline on Infowars.com: as China-style persecution begins in USA, underground churches rise. This, of course, was brought up on the David Knight Show last week. Because you can't cancel Jesus, but we are seeing the beginning of China-style religious persecution, and it's well underway in California. It may be the start of the underground church in America. As California continues to intensify and extend indefinitely prohibitions of religious services, several thousand people have taken to the beaches in California to worship God and peacefully resist the government's unconstitutional rules. We need more of this. Courage is contagious, folks. They want us locked down, inert. They want us sitting in the dark like mushrooms waiting for the vaccine. On July 30th show, this is the David Knight Show, David reports, this is the perfect example of how to protest this. In California, the beaches are open, but churches are closed. As someone present at the event told local news, it's such a double standard, right? You have protesters who can go out, do gatherings like this, and nothing is spoken about it. If anything, it's praised. But then we're not allowed to gather in church on Sunday. David said, just forget the building. There's nothing magical about a building. The church is the people, so get out on the beach. As a matter of fact, that's where the people are, right? And this goes to show this other story that's up right now on the postmillennial.com. This is barred from attending church. Christians hold worship service at Walmart. Of course, the Walmart, the church of the of globalism, worshiping the multinational overlords. This is what our elites worship, but now we have Christians going in and worshiping Christ. A video of a worship service happening inside a Walmart, reportedly in North Versailles, Pennsylvania, has the internet chirping. The churchgoers took to Walmart to come together and worship as churches have been closed, but Walmarts are open. This video was recorded by Nancy Halford, posted on her Facebook page. The video shows congregants singing, "Our God is greater, Waymaker, great are you, Lord, and we worship you." People sing in praise, and everyone seems to be recording the happening via cell phone. So this is interesting. It's exactly what David was saying. Go and occupy their churches. That's what I was bringing up. The churches of consumerism and mindless consumerism brought to you by the multinationals. Occupy their churches. Bring real spirit there. All the places that are mandatory masks. You can't have the churches open, but you can have these conglomerates, these big boxes. They want you in a big box, a big box store. That's a great story. Another headline Let's go to the last couple of calls. And when we come back, I'm going to clear the lines. And I'm going to go through the rest of what's on Infowars.com to make sure that you are prepared for your day as we go into the 11 o'clock hour, starting the Alex Jones Show. I want to make sure that I prepare you for the day to get to that show so you're well-versed. Let's go to Johnny in Denmark. Johnny, welcome to the David Knight Show.
Hi again, Tony. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay,
I got
great.
About a minute or so.
Okay, great that you told me. First of all, great host substitution. I think some of us are very appreciative of the fact that your approach represents the most equanimous approach, let's say, on InfoWars. And it's good. The variety is the best thing of all. I mean, we have everything from Alex to you. So I think you did a great job. And, you know, it's only occasional, so the people who are complaining about it don't have long to wait. Other thing was the report from Denmark. I didn't get to finish. There were three things I wanted to cover. I don't think I got to them. The first thing was that there was pushback to the Danish people. Their attitude seems to be been there, done that, not doing it again, which is why the Danish doctors' offices and gyms reopened on June 8th rather than end of August. Second thing was the Prime Minister, Mette Frederiksen, she actually admitted in public that she said, of course, she's so tone deaf to the public will that she said, of course, it was a political decision to close down. And the third thing is fewer than, believe it or not, one in 1,000 people, and this is consistent with my friends too, are wearing a mask. Last thing, as I leave you, is when we're talking about this Q and X-22 thing, just tonight, go check out the X-22 report. X-22 report is on YouTube, and you'll kind of see what I'm talking about, that it doesn't necessarily call for neutrality. You know, I'm one of the farthest things from neutral, having purchased more than $40,000 worth of InfoWars products in last year.
Well, we appreciate your support of InfoWarsStore.com, and I do appreciate the intel. I want to get to the next caller before we close out here, Johnny, but I appreciate everything, and thank you for the kind words. Let's go to Kevin in Ohio. Kevin, welcome to the David Knight Show.
Good morning, Airborne.
Good morning.
I was a grunt medic in Nam, and then I went airborne. Did a flying too. I'm calling in to give a shout out for support for a little known country of Belarus. And like the man that answered a call, couldn't even spell the name. But that's how little known it is. And this weekend, the 9th of August, is one of the most important elections for that country. They're trying to get free from the dictator, Lukashenko. And I want to give a shout-out of support. I have family and friends go there a lot. And that election is the 9th. And they're trying to eliminate the dictator, Lukashenko. Even last year, they've had an assassin come forward that publicly has announced that he did the assassinations of his competitors in this decade. And so many things. He locks up all his opponents, shuts down everything through the KGB. It's the last dictator in Eastern Europe, a communist-style dictator. And these people are great people, and in World War II, there were more people killed between the country of Germany and Russia and the countries of Ukraine, Belarus, and Poland than the rest of the people that were killed in the whole World War II. And
well, Kevin, we got to go to a hard break, but my heart is certainly with anyone around the globe who yearns for freedom. And, of course, we're in this fix here ourselves, being dominated by the globalists and the overlords of the multinational corporation, banking houses, intelligence, technocratic apparatuses such as the Googles and Facebook and all the rest. We are facing some very, very tough opposition to freedom ourselves. This is the David Knight Show. Stick around. More headlines on the other side of the break. See you soon.
other part of the Great Awakening that's taking place is people that haven't even been religious or Christian now see how evil is out in the open, how hundreds of churches have been burned in Europe and the U.S. Hundreds of Christian icons have been burned, destroyed. Jesuses have had their heads cut off all over the country, all over the Philippines, all over Europe. Virgin Marys are getting torn down. I mean, crosses are being torn down. It's absolutely out of control, but people now understand that evil was always real. It is spiritual, and it was just waiting to make its move, building beneath the surface, and now it's emerged. That's why when I ask listeners and viewers for your prayer, I mean it. I'm praying for America. I'm praying for you, and I know the power of prayer is real, and God hears it. We need to come together and pray for an even greater awakening. Pray for Donald Trump to be protected. Pray for him to win in a landslide. And pray for the people under deception of the globalists to awaken and join us in liberty and freedom. God bless you all. Please pray for InfoWars as well. Introducing InfoWars Life Pure Turmeric Extract. This is taken under the tongue. It is pure turmeric. It goes together very well with our body's ultimate turmeric formula that is taken as a powdered capsule and absorbed in the stomach and intestines. This is absorbed under the tongue into the bloodstream, and then the remaining also is then absorbed by the stomach. So it's more of an intense delivery system. The two formulas are different, but both are concentrates, and our first product got rave reviews. We've now been testing this out for several months. Some of our staff like it more than bodies. Some like bodies better. For me, they're both amazing for their anti-inflammatory action and so much more, and they fund the InfoWar. So get our new liquid turmeric extract exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com today. Get an additional 25% off. This is a 360 win. Turmeric is renowned for what it does for all of our bodies, for inflammation and so much more. Get yours today at InfoWarsLife.com. It was in the Telecommunications Act of 1996 that all new cell phones would track your GPS location. I read from the federal law, and listeners couldn't believe me because that was un-American. Now the media admits that almost every app and every company that are on Apple and Androids don't just track your location, but your surfing history, where you go, who you talk to, your relationships, and they all share the data with each other of what you're doing on the apps as well, including having apps turn on and listen to what you're saying, just like Siri or Alexa do, and then putting databases, transcripts of everything you say into those systems to be saved forever. Your phone is spying on you, and companies are generating secret surveillance scores based on information. This is the global Chinese Communist Social Credit Score. Get your protection privacy pockets at InfoWarsStore.com and cut Big Brother off dead in his filthy tracks. InfoWarsStore.com. There are a lot of reasons to get an Alex Jones plastic mask at InfoWarsStore.com. You can wear them out to political events. You can trigger libtards. But one of the biggest reasons is it's a great conversation starter at any costume party or at Halloween. But on top of that, they admit that wearing these masks does absolutely nothing to protect you from COVID-19 or anything else. It's total virtue signaling to show that you're prepared for the forced inoculations and contact tracing that they're openly announcing. It's an act of submission. It's an act of like putting a burqa on your head and bowing down. But a big reason to wear these is then into stores, when people ask you why you're wearing a Halloween mask, say it's just as useless as the stupid cloth mask that you're wearing. And the M95 mask only control what's coming in, not what's going out. So they, quote, spread COVID-19. They don't protect from it. So, again, it's a great way to throw it back in these control freaks' faces. You buy one for $9.95. You get four more free. They're at cost. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Never forget, I had a customer come into my shop, Wise Wolf Gold and Silver, when I was in San Antonio, and he had a rare Carson City Morgan Silver dollar. And I thought, I want to buy that. I told him how much it was worth, and he said, no, Have you ever heard that song? I've got one more silver dollar. He's like, that's my favorite song, so I'm keeping this with me. And I was disappointed. But I've got my own silver dollars here with me on the desk. And, of course, we talked about the peace dollars. There's the Morgan silver dollars and the $1 1 ounce silver rounds, which are called silver eagles, that are made by the U.S. Treasury that are made. But you might want to also have some silver dollars for yourself, because silver dollars are actually money, and the green pieces of paper that are printed by the Federal Reserve, which is not federal and not a reserve, they are not. So welcome back. This is the David Knight Show. One last call on the line. Let's go to Ron. He's been holding, and I wanted to take his call. Ron, welcome to the David Knight Show.
Yeah, Tony?
Yes, sir.
This is Ron from Kansas. And you sound pretty good, and you're doing real good. And this is called Our Heavenly Father's Math versus Fauci's Science. Now, as of yesterday, they say there's 700,000 people who died within the last 6 months in the world. Now, there's 7.5 billion people. And if you divide 700,000 by 7 billion, you come up with a 0.00009% death. Now, in the United States, there's 160,000 dead, 350 million people. And if you divide 160,000 by 350 million, you come up with a 0.0004% death rate. Now, in my state, they say there's 360 died out of 2,930,000 people. Now, if you divide that, you get 0.0001%. Now, in my city, 45 people have died.
You've got the calculator out, Ron, and I appreciate these numbers. I have limited time, but I know that you're right. And you look at the statistics coming out of this, and it's such a planned event. You look at the actual numbers, and you look at the controlled demolition of our economy. Well, someone has given the order, just like on Building 7, to pull it. And that's exactly what they're doing. They're pulling our civilization down, our economy down, based off of these numbers. Now, math, like you've pointed out, Ron, and it's a wonderful call. Thank you so much for calling, by the way. Math isn't political. Math just is. It exists. It's the universal language. And if we use math and we reason, as Christ said, let us reason together, and we look at this issue, it is a farce. And there's no reason to be afraid. There's no reason to be running around in panic with these masks. There's a virus. I agree with that. I'm not saying there isn't one, but we need to be looking at alternative treatments. We need to be looking at every which way to keep ourselves healthy and help our neighbors. And we need to dispel this fear. The real virus, the real threat is the fear, because fear is satanic. It's an evil energy. We don't need to be afraid. It's just like if you're a warrior, you prepare for war. You don't seek out war. True warriors don't seek out war. That history does not bear that out. True warriors prepare for war. They stay vigilant, but they know that if you fight a war too long, you destroy yourself. So true warriors are always preparing for war, but not living in fear. Fear creates the opposite of reason and logic, and it'll make you run to a supposed secular savior to protect you, but they'll never protect you. And that's the issue here. That's what we're all facing. The one thing that we could do is dispel this fear and stop looking to one person to do that, because it's all of us. Go look in a mirror. That's where the first line of defense is in this issue, in this COVID-1984. It's yourself. It's your own mind. And look, I have to face this every single day. I make sure that I'm preparing myself mentally. It's been tough because I hate watching my country suffer and buy this propaganda. But that's where we are. And I don't believe it'll last forever, ladies and gentlemen. I remember the story about the Eastern potentate. And of course, this has been associated with King Solomon and the like, but this version of the story I like the best. You have the Eastern potentate that had a son. He wanted his son to have the finest education in all of the world, so he gathered the wisest men. And he told him to go out and seek all the wisdom. He wanted his son, the prince, to be king and know everything there was to know, to be a great ruler. So the wise men went out and they gathered all the information they could, and they made a massive library. And the king says, it's too big. It's too much for one man to consume. Condense it. So the wise men, once again, they condensed it into a series of books. And the king said, it's too large. Condense it. And then to a single book. And the king said, it's still too large, too big of a book. And finally, the wisest of the men handed the king a single slip of paper that contained all of the wisdom in the world. And on it read, this too shall pass away. That is the greatest wisdom. This will pass. This will pass away. And living in fear, as the TV box and our globalist overlords tell us to do, is a trap. And these people that we put our faith in that don't deserve it is a trap. A lot of these so-called conservative leaders that we follow. And the true gift of this time, in my opinion, is seeing that failure, becoming more clear at what the reality actually is. Don't you want to know? So this could be a true gift from God to get closer to the reality that actually is. So for the rest of the show, I'm going to cover some headlines, get you prepared. There's a story up on National File. UK restaurant endorses no mask allowed policy. Okay. No mask allowed policy slams mask users. The restaurant in Yorkshire, England has stirred controversy after posting a sign on the entrance to their establishment denouncing face masks and their users. No mask allowed. Masks are for hooligans, vigilantes, superheroes, criminals, and asbestos workers. Remove masks before entering. Could this be a grassroots turning of the tide, ladies and gentlemen? Who knows? We need more of these. And it's tough. I mean, when you have a small business, when you have city governments that will shut you down, you have to kind of choose between, will I be able to feed my family, or am I going to make a statement to try to dispel fear? Well, in an era when one person getting smashed, maybe three or four of us, maybe five of us, maybe 10 of us start calling out this fantasy of the mask. You know, it's not science. Touching your mask and absorbing other people's breath and, of course, your own, and breathing it in and everything else is making a vector. It's not real. So, interesting article up on National File. More stories when we return. I'm going to just kind of machine gun through them. And stick around. This is the David Knight Show. I really do appreciate you sticking around all this week and calling into the show. It's been a great honor to sit in for David and to work with this amazing crew. I can't plug the store enough, because this great organization needs to fund itself and carry the message of truth and liberty and the Constitution and Western civilization and all that is decent, broadcasting in defiance of our globalist overlords. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get some of the amazing products. The new pure turmeric extract is out. I'm looking forward to purchasing that because I love the bodies and I love the anti-inflammatory properties of that product. This is the David Knight Show. Stick around.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body.
Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Vicki Gibbs, 57-year-old, lesbian preacher in Houston, went in with a cough, got intubated, and then died. And as soon as I saw her face, as soon as I saw the report, I said, watch, it'll be intubation. We know what's going to happen. It's a blue city, same story yet again. And they say her heart gave out. If you put somebody on a breathing tube with COVID-19 as a death sentence, it's on record. Warn everyone you know before they go into the hospital and get killed. Why are almost all the deaths happening in blue cities and blue states? It's because they intubate them, putting a tube in their lungs, and COVID-19 is causing an autoimmune response. And if you do that with oxygen, the doctors are on record saying it will kill you. But all these doctors in blue cities and blue states follow their orders. And the minute I saw this report today, I knew what I would be reading. Don't end up like Vicki Gibbs. Warn everyone.
States cracking down on social gatherings, says CNN, because Fauci says if we don't, we'll see further surges in coronavirus positives because they're only ramping up the testing and because the tests have been designed at the Wuhan lab, it turns out, to be completely fraudulent. They cook the whole thing up offshore in a communist dictatorship with Fauci, Bill Gates, and the Chi-Coms to be directed by the UN as a giant planetary power grab. And now it's all over the news that indeed Bill Gates has developed digital tattoos under your skin, and so is Google, and they're deploying them at the airports next year where you'll have to have it to be able to travel, oh, and then soon to leave your house or go in a grocery store, and the contact tracers work for Bill and Melinda Gates and the Clintons, and they're going to come to your house and make sure you're inoculated. Yes, we're now inside the mark of the beast. Resist or be enslaved.
I'm really, really proud of the Dr. Jones Naturals Activated Charcoal Naturally Fluoride-Free Mouthwash and Toothpaste. And if you don't know what activated charcoal does, ladies and gentlemen, it naturally, in a clean way, strips away the toxins, the impurities, the plaque, and it doesn't damage the enamel. That's really important.
Support the InfoWar.
Buy it now at InfoWarsStore.com or go directly to DrJonesNaturals.com for an entire line of new cutting-edge products with the power to make your life better.
Support the InfoWar.
This cleans them up beautifully, does an incredible job, but doesn't damage your teeth. And I believe you're going to like this as much as the other toothpaste, maybe even more. Over a year ago, I tried charcoal toothpaste of a major brand and thought it was amazing. And I went to my dad and people said, I would like to put out a charcoal toothpaste that doesn't have all this silicate and all these fillers in it. Very strong toothpaste. You've never used anything like it. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com right now.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Like the pine trees lining the winding road, I've got a name, I've got a name. Like the singing bird and the croaking toad, I've got a name, I've got a name. And I carry it with me like my daddy did, but I'm living the dream that he kept here.
Let me take you through some headlines as we close out the transmission. There was one headline that I caught on Breitbart about an Israeli-made coronavirus vaccine to begin human trials by October, and I remembered, because I'm not a goldfish, that back in February there was an article that came out on the Jerusalem Post about Israeli scientists. In a few weeks, they said, we will have a coronavirus vaccine. And if you read on into the article, it goes on to talk about the family of coronavirus and the type of disease that it is. They just happened, and it quotes in the article, to be working on coronavirus vaccine for the last 4 years. And it's, of course, the family of viruses. And they called it by pure luck, they said. It's by, let's call it pure luck, that they decided to choose coronavirus as a model for the system. I find that highly interesting. And maybe it is pure luck. Maybe that's the luck there of the scientists studying that. And of course, you have the Wuhan lab that was playing with the gain of function. And of course, linked to the NIH and Fauci and all the rest. But Israel looking for the vaccine to begin human trials by October up on Breitbart. Certainly an interesting chain of events there that led to this virus in Israel. And I thought that was worth looking at, because looking at the timeline here, it's hard to understand what is even real with their statements and their logic and all the things that they're pushing out, coming out of this research for the vaccine, the push for the vaccine being the only thing that they talk about in regards to health, the hydroxychloroquine argument trying to be buried and censored, anybody looking at that treatment, because that would be cheap and ineffective, and the vaccine unproven, and of course needing the Operation Warp Speed. So something to look at, ladies and gentlemen. More headlines on Infowars.com. Antifa sues the city of Seattle for the police response because it has forced them to invest in better riot gear. So there you go, folks. The anarchists looking for the rule of law to help them out in the search for a future Chaz. Infowars.com, Lebanon president won't rule out a missile or bomb as cause of the Beirut blast. There's some videos circling the internet. I have none of which that I could verify, but there are some that do appear to show some sort of object or something going in, a trajectory, a projectile of something. And I'm going to continue to study that as this story unfolds. But certainly a military target, and has been for quite some time, according to the article I read from Lou Rockwell yesterday, the Lebanese citizen who wrote a letter in, a sit rep, talking about how the, of course, Hezbollah having some influence there in the port, and the Israelis saying that it was occupied by Hezbollah. So something to watch there. Infowars.com, a Gallup poll, 80% of black Americans disagree with abolish police agenda. Yeah, of course they do. And that just seems like common sense to me. The media wants to paint people based off of race and based off of income and all the rest. They're really good at dividing us. But common sense usually prevails through just about every demographic. Why would you want to defund the only people that can stop the looting and burning of where you live? Not everything is a Marxist-driven agenda throughout the communities, whether they be black, white, brown, whatever. Infowars.com, General Flynn issues emergency warning. Communists are attempting to overthrow the United States, a sentiment that I second. And, of course, I would go a step further. They are working hand in glove with the deep state, ladies and gentlemen, and mega banking cartels linked to people like George Soros, who is really Soros only a front man for much larger groups, but still funding Marxism. The traitors inside the walls, a lot more, they pose a larger threat than those outside of the walls. And so this letter, very important, because it does really speak to the threat of Marxism, which is an operating system of the deep state. Marxism, an operating system not only of the deep state, but a satanic system for the material world. looking at Infowars.com. Another headline is getting you prepared as we close out the transmission. Rudy Giuliani, convicted terrorist behind Black Lives Matter, hate white people. Well, that's that's one way to put it, and I happen to agree. Former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani on Thursday highlighted the connection of convicted terrorist Susan Rosenberg to Black Lives Matter's fundraising arm and warned Americans that the organizers behind the group are killers who hate white people. Well, that's clear with their Marxism. They hate all people. They want to destroy the family. They want to take out this country, our civilization, and they are tools. And if only we could, break through, ladies and gentlemen, and tell these people, especially the ground troops that I know the of Antifa and BLM and the like, the people that are most out there, most animated, if you could only get through to their brain and speak to them calmly and say, you know, you're being funded by the largest capital that the world has ever seen. You're being funded by oligarchs to carry out the destruction of Western civilization so that the wealth and technology and the territory of the United States can be absorbed into a one world totalitarian socialist government. Do you realize that? And do you welcome that? Do you hate Christianity and America so much that you're willing to tear everything down? Well, some of them, it appears that yes, they are willing that to sacrifice themselves in the manner of a suicide bomber, to destroy their own future to make sure that you don't have one. And some of them believe that, but there's a great many, I think, and just average people who are supporting this that probably don't. So it's something to think about next time if you ever run into one of these people and they are able to have a conversation and they're not a NPC, non-player character, that because of the mask, maybe you can actually speak to them. Who knows? This on the Daily Wire, probably last headline of the day. Rioters storm Portland suburb, throw paint on elderly woman, harass another using a walker. Yeah, this is the animating evil that's out there. Part of the decline and fall. A lot of bad energy out there, folks, with this Antifa. And when there's no resistance, ladies and gentlemen, when we have our leaders are absent in this fight. You have a token resistance with the Department of Homeland Security, and they are criticized by the government. So you wonder, there's a government inside the government. There's multiple levels of deep state. This is a generational struggle. It will not be solved with one election or one man or anything like that. It is all of us together, working together, bringing the information out to the forefront, standing with organizations like InfoWars, and it has been a great honor of my life to sit in this chair. I did a full week. It's been a lot of work. I can tell you that my respect level for David goes up every single day. The amount of prep that he does, the amount of information that he has, and he is a treasure. He's an American treasure, ladies and gentlemen. We want to keep this great show and the Alex Jones Show and the War Room on the air. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, will you? And get some of the amazing products. Get some storable food. Do that for your family. Buy some insurance you can eat. Good for 25 years. Great products. Great tasting. Get some iodine for yourself. Get some X2. Get some X3 for your future. And get some water filtration. The basics. You're going to need those things because we're entering a period of great change and uncertainty. But InfoWars will be here so long as you support it. I'm Tony Arterburn. Thank you so much for joining us this week. You can find me at arterburn.news. You can find me at wisewolf.gold if you have questions on precious metals. Stay tuned for the Alex Jones Show. End of transmission.